KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Tom Giordano sitting in tonight here on America at Night, and it is a big news night. A lot developed just in the last couple of hours, and nobody, the hottest guy, I don't think he'd like being called a pundit, in punditry out there, Scott Jennings with us in a moment. Scott is also the author of A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and fought for Western civilization. Remember that at home. That is critical. Hey, Scott, welcome to America at Night. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, thanks for having me in. It's an honor to be with you and always great to hear your voice.
Well, Scott, I just saw in the last hour or so, Washington Post breaking news, released documents from the Epstein estate show that he appeared to be texting a member of Congress during a congressional hearing investigating Donald Trump, and that those texts may have influenced the lawmakers' questions. My God. What do you think about that, Scott?
Well, of course, the Democrats have been obsessed with this, you know, for the last few weeks because they think it's going to hurt Donald Trump. And what have we learned? This new bombshell that Epstein was literally programming Democrat members of Congress. And we've also learned that he was being coached over time by a member of the staff of the New York Times. So you have the media colluding with Epstein, and you have Epstein colluding with Democrats in Congress, and this is supposed to hurt Donald Trump. I think this may blow up in their face, Dom.
I think so. Now, I had not one but two congresspeople on my show in Philadelphia, Scott. Ryan McKenzie, who I was surprised at his answer, and Jeff Van Drew, who's a friend and a big supporter of the president, both said, I think it's going to be on Tuesday, the hearing on releasing everything. They would vote to release all this, and I completely agree that that's the course of action here. What does Scott Jennings say?
Well, look, I don't have a problem if that's what they decide to do. This has never been at the top of my list of the reasons why I've ever cast a vote for Donald Trump or against anyone else. I will only say this, and the president has said this, when you start releasing the entirety of case files of closed cases, you're just releasing everything out there, and there may be names of people in documents that did nothing wrong, that have had nothing to do with any wrongdoing, but by virtue of their name appearing on a document in a box somewhere, Now all of a sudden they're going to be smeared by it, and that opens up a can of worms, because the Epstein investigation isn't the only investigation that's ever gone on in the United States of America. And is it going to be our ongoing practice to release every document of everything when that may implicate or smear innocent people? I have had some concern about that. So, I think that's a policy question we have to wrestle with. But if you want transparency on this and everybody wants to see it, that's fine. I just think the Democrats need to be prepared to reap the whirlwind. There's a much larger chance, in my opinion, that Bill Clinton is going to be disgraced out of this over Donald Trump.
I would agree with you on that, though. What's the motivation, though? Do you think the motivation of President Trump, now he's at the heart of your book, A Revolution of Common Sense, along with Elon Musk, so you know him a pretty good bit going through this. Is that why he is so pushing back? I agree with him on Bondi now, investigating Bill Clinton. But what's the motivation here?
Well, I think he sees this as another wild goose chase, another one of these moments where it's like, okay, what can we do here to just simply tie up the Donald Trump presidency? He lived through this in the first term, the Russia hoax, as he calls it, which was a hoax, by the way. He goes through these periods where the opposition finds something and they try to kill him by innuendo. It's death by innuendo. And, you know, there's not a shred of evidence Donald Trump ever did anything wrong regarding Jeffrey Epstein. In fact, there's evidence that he excommunicated him from Mar-a-Lago, and now there's evidence in the files that Epstein hated Donald Trump.
Right.
But you see Democrat after Democrat go on television, and sometimes they imply it, and sometimes they flat out state that Trump had engaged in some unethical or worse kind of behavior, and it's all just in service of tying up his presidency. And I think what frustrates him is when Republicans aid and abet this sort of operation to simply tie up the presidency. I think that's what he senses in this, and that's why he's raging against it.
Tonight, too, the woman out in Seattle is all over the news, the second major socialist. Doesn't get the juices stirring with me quite as much as Mondani, but even worse in some ways, that there's footage, Scott, of her mom helping her with a job application. She didn't know what to do. She was in her late 30s and still paying for the child care. And she does appear to be kind of zombie-like when it comes to her socialism. So is this, I see it ultimately as more of a problem in the midterm for Democrats. How do you see it?
Well, the energy of the Democratic Party is obviously with these socialists, and they'll vote for anybody. I mean, they'll vote for a Mondani in New York who's clearly anti-Semitic and clearly has no idea how to handle a job this big. They'll vote for one in Seattle who is obviously, somebody who effectively have just been living off their parents while espousing these, you know, brainless views. I mean, I'll be candid with you. When I saw that they had elected a socialist, my first reaction was, oh, aren't they already run by socialists out there?
I guess
they've gone all the way now. So good luck, Seattle. I guess we'll see how it works out for you, but I wouldn't expect it to work out very well.
The president, this afternoon into tonight too, removing tariffs, the reciprocal tariffs on a wide array of grocery products. And I'm supportive of that. I'm not a tariff guy. Look, I give him grace to make deals. He used leverage on it. But I'm glad we're focusing in on grocery store prices. I was quarterbacking our coverage in Philadelphia, and we cover Jersey, much of Jersey, Scott, when I'm getting calls that Mikey Sherrill has now been elected governor at 8:43 that night. We were expecting a one-point either-way sort of thing. So what do you think of this move now, laser focus on grocery store prices?
Well, it's a strategic pivot, certainly on these items. I mean, I think what they're focusing on are items that we cannot produce in the United States.
Right.
Now, some might argue, well, you should have thought of that in the first place. Okay, point taken. But as just a political, tactical matter, obviously the president understands, for the Republican Party to be successful, people have to believe that he is materially getting us on a better trajectory when it comes to the cost of living. And so if he has to make a strategic pivot on this, good for him, so be it. I think the larger conversation is going to be also what to do about these health care subsidies. That's got to be solved. And health care in general has to be solved. I mean, the two greatest things people are worried about, I think, are food prices, health care prices, and throw on energy prices. I mean, those three areas, you have to believe he's put us on a better trajectory. I think he has on energy. But food and health care, people still feel like they can't get their nose above water. And I think the president making a strategic pivot here is a good thing. We'll see what other deals or other pivots he wants to make. But obviously, failure to address this concern would be politically problematic for his party in 26.
Take us inside the book. You have Elon Musk and President Trump at the core of it. And the title, every time I have you, I'm intrigued by, that he fought for Western civilization, not just the United States. Give us something in the book, Scott, that jumps out at you. And the book's out there right now, or soon.
It comes out Tuesday, actually.
Tuesday,
so you can order
right.
it today.
Yeah.
Yep, comes out Tuesday. I'm excited about it, and I appreciate your mentioning it. Well, look, I spent some time with the president. I did interview quite a few people. And what jumps out at me from all of my conversations and all of my observations is just how ready he was to take office on day one, how ready the team was, the plan they had to hit the ground running. And it's unlike Trump 1.0. I don't think they expected to win the first time around. So
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Florida, next Saturday morning at the Vero Beach Book Center. That's coming up as well. But I'll try to get these posted to my socials. And if you can make it, I'd love to see you.
Absolutely. On CNN tonight?
Yes, sir. 10 o'clock. We'll be fighting it out over the news of the day.
Absolutely. All right, Scott. Thank you. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you in Philadelphia in December.
I love you, Dom. Thanks, brother.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thank you. Scott Jennings here on Talk Radio 1210. Nobody better. Just love talking with him and his success. And don't forget, CBS has come knocking to consider to bring him over there. Could it be in both places? Maybe. All right, Dom Giordano sitting in tonight on America at Night from Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia. You reach us at 833-482-5337. 833-482-5337. Get on board. You heard what Jennings thinks of the most recent Epstein matters. Two congressmen, McKenzie and Van Drew, both said, Republicans, on Tuesday on my show in Philadelphia, they would vote for it. I would, too. Would you? And we'll talk a little bit of this mayor in Seattle later on, Catholic Church and Tom Homan square off on illegal immigration. All that tonight on America at Night.
It's already November, and it's colder than it usually is. People are making Thanksgiving plans. And let's be honest, there's a lot of great food and great drinks, good for the soul, but not great for your liver, right? And this time of year, our livers are definitely putting in overtime, many of us. And if you're feeling a little bloated or just sluggish or just a little off, it could be your body telling you that it's time to give your liver a little bit of love. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. It helps keep things balanced. Active Liver is powered by natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke extract, and turmeric. All of these things have been shown to help keep your liver in tip-top shape. And don't forget the gummies. They taste amazing. They really do. It's like mango apricot flavor. It's fantastic. I have a whole bottle. And I want you to be able to enjoy the food and festivities as much as I am and do it all thanks to Active Liver. Now, you can find New Nordic's Active Liver online at Amazon or Vitacost.com or iHerb.com, or you could find it in stores like CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. And remember, these statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA because they're liver gummies. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition, but they do taste great.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. It's our Black Friday sale. Recharge this season with a bundle of cozy, soothing comfort. Now only $17.99 for our C2 mattress and base, plus free premium delivery. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
America at Night.
with Rich Valdez.
Hey, that's right. Dom Giordano from Philadelphia sitting in tonight on America at Night. We talked to Scott Jennings about a number of things. President Trump, I think this is just in the last half hour or so, on Truth Social, pulling his support from Marjorie Taylor Greene and indicating there might be a primary there. Now, I interviewed Marjorie Taylor Greene when her book was out, and I was expecting the worst, and I have to say, she was pretty good. And on this, I think she still has the president's interest at heart, and I think if I were voting there, and I'm asking you, two congressmen, both of whom I respect, particularly Jeff Andrews, a big ally of the president, said on Tuesday when this comes up, he will vote to release the emails, release the full package that's out there, whether a judge will agree and how this will work, what the Senate will do. I'm just focused in right now, though, on what they should do. I don't think that's being disloyal at all. You heard Scott's perspective. We differ a little bit on that. Also, I want to play you the new mayor of Seattle. Coming up, I'll play it. The new mayor of Seattle talking with Erin Burnett, who is on CNN trying to run interference for her about getting child care, about her mom and dad still paying for her child care, and she's going to be the mayor of a major American city. Apparently, she didn't have a job until she was in her late 30s of any sort. And there's footage of her filling out a job application and not understanding it with the mom. So, this is a dangerous trend. It's in New York and Seattle. Blue, 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 of course. Helps us, at least if you're a conservative, the way I see it during the midterms, Mondani is one of the most celebrated people in the world, and they're going to be asked about him constantly. And he's not going to be able to get his nonsense done in New York, in that the governor is already in opposition. That's not going to happen because she sees what the tax. She's up for election against Elise Stefanik, and the polling indicates it's a pretty neck-and-neck race. So all in all, this is shocking, and part of it that I wanted to talk about, given my background in education, is what are kids being taught in school? One of the things is that socialism is like a new thing. Wow! Why didn't we think about this before? As opposed to every 7, 8, 5 years, people find some kind of angle. Mondani is pretty articulate. He's, somebody who ran a very good campaign. And what they do is they make it like this is a new idea, just tax the rich and everything will be okay. Are you going to be able to do that? People are fleeing New York. They're fleeing the schools as we speak. So I'll play you coming up the new mayor of Seattle reacting with Erin Burnett. And this woman is not as strident as Mondami. She's more of a zombie. All right, Dom Giordano, sitting in America at Night on Westwood One.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Manage existing VA claims, refill VA prescriptions, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. Download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's App Store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app.
Is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
It's with Dom Giordano tonight on America at Night, sitting in. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210 out of Philadelphia. Here is the new mayor. And again, I don't find her as strident, but she's more of a zombie socialist. And by the way, socialism is not just rising cost. This is the woman that said, don't think you're going to have a supermarket chain here and just close it when you want. We're not going to allow that. What, are you going to keep people working inside the supermarket? So she's on with Erin Burnett on CNN, who's running interference for her. But she asked the 43-year-old socialist Seattle mayor-elect, Katie Wilson, about the mom and dad paying still for the child care for her and her husband and the kids. Here's how it sounded.
I want to ask you one other thing. Because you sit here as a mayor-elect, you're in your early 40s. You've accomplished so much at such a young age. And in that context, you have been open about the fact that you have done that with your parents' help, that your parents who live across the country have sent you checks to help pay for your toddler's child care, right? That with all the things that you've accomplished when it comes to affordability, that you still needed that. Now, Fox News and the New York Post have framed that in a negative light. They have said, Mayor-elect, that you are, quote-unquote, living off your parents' money. I'm curious how you see it, because this is something you've been very open about. Do you think that people in Seattle see this as a negative or as a positive that people can relate to?
Well, I'll say that my opponent's campaign and the corporate PAC that tried to stop my election certainly cast it as a negative thing. But, you know, campaigning for office is stressful. Seattle's one of the most expensive cities in the country. Our child care is off the charts expensive. And honestly, I think that a lot of people of my generation and younger and older found it very relatable that during this stressful campaign, you know, my parents chipped in to help to pay for the cost of their granddaughter's daycare. And I think, you know, families help each other other out. And I certainly acknowledge that I'm lucky to be in a position where my parents were able to do that. Not all families have that privilege. And, you know, that's why I'm going to fight for affordable childcare and affordable housing for every family in this city.
Are you kidding me? All right, you're out there in America, America at Night. Is that relatable, particularly when, just like Mondami, this woman really didn't have a job until her late 30s that we know of? That's relatable, too. Is that relatable? And I get it. Look, we talked to Scott Jennings, and I see the problem here that Republicans have to face for the midterm. Two tracks. One, grocery store prices. All right, and they were asleep at the switch during the Virginia and Jersey election, and the White House and others didn't pay enough attention to it. But the bigger existential issue are younger people just feeling they can't get started, they can't get a home, they can't make it, et cetera, et cetera. So is she relatable? She got elected mayor in Seattle, as nuts as they are. Or are people saying, wait a minute, how in the world can you be mayor when you can't even run your own household and figure out a way to provide for your child and everything that's associated with it? Oh, no, that's relatable. She can't afford it. Mommy and daddy jumped in. And as I said, it's not just helping her because she's running for mayor now. She can't work, yada, yada. This has been going on with this woman. Think of Fetterman. Remember John Fetterman when he ran? Very similar thing. All right, Dom Giordano with you. Let's start with Paul, Boise, Idaho, who's streaming tonight. Paul, welcome to America at Night. Go right ahead.
Welcome. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think the legacy for Nancy Pelosi has been passed on. The batons have been passed. And this is only the beginning, the way I see it.
Yeah, but let me challenge that, Paul. All we have really here, you know, here and there, there have been sporadically smaller cities of this. You have Seattle, which is far left, and you have New York, which is a perfect storm. Look at the people he ran against, how bad it was there. So I don't want to say this is across the country that they're taking over in this manner. And in the midterms, this is the thing I'm counting on for them to lose. So it's something we have to contend with, but they're not winning per se yet on this.
Okay, I'll go along with that. But it's got all the earmarks of that, unfortunately. And it's going to have to be door knockers. It's going to have to be radio ads. Has to be television ads. We can't lose this one coming up.
No, absolutely. No, this is existential. Thank you, Paul, very much. Yeah, I don't want to be Jeremiah here telling you it's the end of the world here, because both Seattle and New York City now are in the throes of this. This woman might have promised more, even though, than Mondami, if possible. I don't hear her saying defund the police. I haven't looked at her as closely as we've looked at the other guy. But you hear Burnett, oh, that's relatable. Is that relatable to you if you're going to be in charge and be the mayor? Oh, we got somebody that somebody had to pay something else for. I love it. That means they're going to do it for me. Really? But again, the big, big crises out there are when you have, and Charlie Kirk talked a lot about this, when you have median first home buyers at the age of 40, that's a problem. When you have nutbag ideas, I'm in the camp that says this is nutbag, and I think Trump has walked it back, 50-year mortgages. No, that's not where we're going to go. That's how desperate we are, throwing stuff like that out there. That's the area that's more problematic even than grocery store prices. Jason, Kensington, Maryland, WMAL. Hi, Jason.
Hey, g'day, mate. How you going? This socialism stuff doesn't... lived it in Australia, but I live in the D.C. area now. But this whole effort to get Trump out is a global effort. I'm from a small town in Australia, mm-hmm. and their first news item in their local paper was about the Epstein files and Trump. And this is a small town in Australia, so you know this is a concerted effort with the left-wing media all over the world to get rid of him, not just here. And, you know, this socialism movement, they've got to be careful what they wish for, because we Australia during the COVID lockdowns, and it was bad. It was really bad. They kept saying Australia was a role model for the world, but it wasn't. It was terrible. Had a lot of suicide.
Let me ask you, Jason, because I see the Australians as rough and tumble and all that, yet you're right. There are restrictions on gun rights. There are restrictions on just living during COVID. Is the government representative of how Australians are? Why did they go along with stuff like that?
For me, I was very disheartened by it because I've lived over here for quite a while, and seeing what happened in Australia,
right.
I was pretty disgusted with the whole thing, especially COVID, because everybody just sort of lied down. I mean, they didn't lie down, there were protests, but of course it was met with force. I mean, people were getting arrested and all that.
Thank you. Thanks, Jason. Yeah. Thank you very much. Same thing with the Canadians. I mean, doesn't Canada, you see hockey, you see the Wilderness Canada, doesn't it strike you as rough and tumble? They ought to be. Even the world of sports, the people that cover sports are covering something where you would think it's competitive, etc. But often, I'm not saying they're socialist, but often they're like Australia, like Canada in this. There's a disconnect. All righty. It's 833-482-5337 with Dom Giordano sitting in tonight on America at Night. And this woman now winning in Seattle is making an impact because it's the second major city. I don't know. Is Seattle in the top 20? I guess it is. Is it 800,000 or so population? I guess it's in the top 20, maybe top 15. And New York, of course, the capital of seeing this play out and seeing similar playbook. And apparently, there's a contention here. Oh, no. That made her relatable. That somebody else is paying for her child care. We need that to be done for us. Look, I'm not saying it's easy today, given some of the headwinds that people face that are in their 30s. But that's not relatable to me. Is it relatable to you? That's what the contention is. It's, oh, that's a negative. Aaron, but it's not as bad as you think. Versus, no. I'm telling people that. I understand exactly what you're going through because I haven't worked and I can't get child care, etc. Couldn't we have somebody, a poser, who maybe is not a billionaire, a millionaire, middle class, but they earned it, they're working at it, they're struggling to, but they're paying their own child care? Wouldn't that be more relatable? Apparently, in Seattle, that's not as relatable. All righty, 833-482-5337. And you heard Scott Jennings on the Epstein thing. I think we differ a little bit. Look, they are out to get Trump with it, but there's nothing here so far that implicates him, nor do I think there will be anything else. But I would vote on Tuesday. Two great congressmen I had on, and Jeff Van Drew is one of the biggest allies of the president, and he has said no. Release this. Let's put it out. You heard Jennings' argument. Well, there are people whose name is just mentioned, and they will be tarred and feathered because of that. Is that a big enough concern, or is the concern you're covering something up? Release it. Bill Clinton is going to be embarrassed even more by this. We don't know how much until we see everything. And the president directing Pam Bondi tonight to probe Bill Clinton's involvement in this. All right, coming to your calls next. Dom Giordano sitting in on America at Night.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
These segments and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
What's up? It's Rich Valdez. Can you believe it's November already? The air is cooler. Thanksgiving's around the corner and enjoying a lot of heavy foods, which means your liver's working overtime. Are you feeling bloated, tired, or just a little off? Those could be signs your liver is overloaded. That's why I'm thankful for Active Liver, from New Nordic. It helps keep my liver in tip-top shape. Your liver helps protect you from toxins. It's just as vital as your brain and heart. So when's the last time you showed it some love? Active Liver is packed with natural ingredients shown in some studies to support the liver. Milk thistle, globe artichoke extract, turmeric, and more. And the gummies taste amazing. Go ahead, enjoy all the celebrations and the drinks this season with the peace of mind thanks to New Nordic's Active Liver. Active Liver is available online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, iHerb.com, or in stores at CVS, Meijer Grocery, and ShopRite.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does...
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
That is Dom with an M, D-O-M, Dom Giordano from Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia, sitting in tonight on America at Night. Same number, though, 833-482-5337. This is a little bit of a breakdown of the tariff rollback that President Trump issued tonight, which I support. I'm not a tariff guy. It's not creating wealth for the country or whatever. There's a reason why since the 1930s we've seen the folly of tariffs. But here's the directive, a little bit of a breakdown of what you're going to see at the grocery store, hopefully coming out of this. Cut one.
Breaking news from the White House tonight. President Trump saying he'll reduce tariffs on some imported foods, a way to lower grocery prices as he's faced pressure over the cost of living. Garrett Haake joins us now. And Garrett, this all happened in an executive order moments ago.
Yeah, Tom, that's right. This order exempts hundreds of products from the president's so-called reciprocal tariffs, a move aimed at lowering grocery prices. It impacts imported agricultural products, things like coffee, tea, bananas, other tropical fruits. The move comes as the White House has completed more trade deals, but also as President Trump has faced significant pressure to keep campaign promises to lower prices. Grocery prices overall are up slightly, around 1% since the president took office back in January, but ground beef is up 13%, orange juice up 17%. Beef and oranges are on the list of imports now exempted from the tariffs. The order also lists dozens of products for, quote, potential tariff adjustments, suggesting there could still be more changes to come. Tom?
All right, Garrett, thank you.
All right, so grocery store products, we saw this outrageously during the Biden years, but they're fickle. You know, some products are okay. They said 1% across the board. others, coffee people have been calling me about, they have jumped unbelievably. And people notice this stuff. So you can't just be out there strategically saying, well, look at how we've lowered, and we're going to lower, and they are doing a great job on this, on energy costs, gas, things of that nature. True. Mortgage rates down. They'll be down a lot more when we replace the head of the Fed with someone who's going to cut interest rates. People see the other stuff, too. And that was a core of what Trump said he would do. So now this is an all-out campaign to get on that. You can't tell people perceptually everything's okay, your wages are up. They're not going to hear that. And I'm hoping this indicates tonight the president is coming around to seeing that. Attacking Biden, fine. It was horrible. Bringing up the solid spots, fine. But you have to acknowledge this and have to show that you're working on it. And we have to get results as we go through the midterms. If we do, they'll win. If we don't, I don't think they're going to win. Tonight isn't because Trump loves the tariffing idea. He's gotten in his head that this is wealth producing. Why have we been so down on tariffs? I think we've learned from the 1930s. We've learned what happens with this. And again, he's crafted some deals here that have given us leverage. That's all good. But people are looking at their own lot, and it starts with the grocery store stuff. With younger people, they're looking at housing, getting started, getting a family, doing all that. That's going to be more complicated. But I don't like the 50-year mortgage. A couple congressmen on my show have been talking about getting the major builders together. What are the regulations getting in the way? An emphasis, incentives on cheaper housing to get started and get into a house. All right, we're going to try to squeeze a call or two in. Here's how you get in, 833-482-5337.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
I always buy my emergency food from my Patriot Supply. Fair prices, fast shipping, quality food.
We love buying from My Patriot Supply. The products are fantastic and service is excellent.
My Patriot Supply is America's most trusted emergency food company, and right now they have a special offer for listeners of this station. It's called the Black Friday Survival Special, and it comes with a 4-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, even a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. And it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy a personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. It's our Black Friday sale. Recharge this season with a bundle of cozy, soothing comfort. Now only $17.99 for our C2 mattress and base, plus free premium delivery. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Salute to Service is the year-round effort by the NFL and its charitable partners to honor, empower, and connect with our nation's service members, veterans, and their families. At this time each year, the NFL reinforces our support and gratitude to those who have served and to those who continue to serve. Visit NFL.com/salute to learn about the NFL's impact with its Salute to Service partners.
America at Night. Thrilled to be sitting in once again. Dom Giordano from Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia and taking your calls. Let's go to Steve in Atlanta, Georgia, WGKA. Hey, Steve, thanks for the week. Go right ahead.
Hey, Ethan. You mentioned earlier that we're talking about Seattle. You were talking about Seattle. We're talking about Chicago. We're talking about this liberal hives. Where you've seen the man on the street with like Jesse Waters and stuff like that. When they ask them questions about the Constitution, they ask them questions about the things that are going on in their own city.
Mm-hmm.
They're not aware of the answers to the questions. They're just uninformed. They just don't know. So I think they, you know, they're not watching NBC, CBS. I mean, the true hardcore liberals are in those cities. They are. I bet they
right.
are. But they're teaching their kids, you know, whatever they believe. Those hardcore liberals, they had kids, and they're teaching them that crap. But those, even those people, those parents, they're watching CNBC, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, you know, all those, CNN. They're watching those things, and they're teaching that crap to their kids. Their kids know nothing, and in fact, the parents know nothing. There's nothing, almost nothing, that we can do about that, except thank God for the new age of social media, podcasts, all the kids, you know, we're not getting our news.
Wait a minute, though. There's one other thing, too. Whatever they're getting in school, and there's quite a movement going on, Steve, that's pushing back. I had Ryan Waters on, former superintendent in Oklahoma. They mandated what you have to say about socialism in the Oklahoma public schools. It's the curriculum. That's the way it's taught. You got to do that all over the place. That's a start.
Absolutely. And it's thank God that podcasts now are overtaking all of the legacy media.
Right.
And the kids are catching on to it. That's what they listen to now. And thank God it can only go in a positive direction, just like TPUSA and everything
yes.
else that's going on.
Exactly. Thank you, Steve, for a good call. Yeah. Look, I'm hopeful on this that there's enough firepower, like talk radio, like America at Night out there, where Fox News, we're a player with this. But the schools are the battleground around things like socialism, capitalism, or the impact of it, whatever you want to call it. And again, too often, they have the perception that this is a new idea, like in New York, tax the rich, go wild, do that. Don't call it socialism, just call it whatever you want. All right, we'll continue, though. Dom Giordano, follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, sitting in on America at Night on Westwood One.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, town multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Ron Taylor. John Beam, a community college football coach described as a giant in the Oakland, California community, has died and police are investigating his fatal shooting.
Police in Oakland, California say there's been an arrest in the fatal shooting of Laney Community College athletic director John Beam. The shooting occurred just before noon Thursday at the college's field house, where officers found Beam suffering from gunshot wounds. He was hospitalized in critical condition, but police announced Friday that Beam did not survive his injuries. Coach Beam was known from the Netflix documentary series Last Chance U. He coached the Laney College Eagles football team, which were featured in the 2020 season of the show. The college says Beam helped 20 players reach the NFL. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia has bombed parts of the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, killing six and wounding at least 35 people.
Around 430 drones and 18 missiles were used in the attack, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky adds. Local resident Maria Kalshenko tells the AP, I realized that I couldn't see anything. I turned around and saw there was no wall and there was no neighbor's apartment. The neighbor was screaming. There was no door. The Russian attacks come as EU officials warn this week that Ukraine must continue to crack down on corruption following a major graft scandal that's put top nuclear energy officials under scrutiny. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The FAA rolling back some of its restrictions on commercial flights at 40 major U.S. airports that have been in place since November 7th. The agency says the mandatory 6% flight cuts are being downgraded to 3% beginning tomorrow morning. The Labor Department will release its numbers on September hiring and unemployment next Thursday, a month and a half late, marking the beginning of the end of a data drought caused by the 43-day government shutdown. Statistical blackout meaning the Federal Reserve, businesses, policymakers, and investors have been largely in the dark for this time. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. People are enormously frustrated with the cost of health care right now. There is an option. Hundreds of thousands of people have gone with MediShare. They like it more, and they're saving a lot of money. Perfect time for you to join, too. Apply before November 15th, and they will waive your application fee. That's $100 you'll be saving right off the bat, in addition to the thousands you can save every year. Call them now. Here's the number. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. MediShare is a community of Christians who've shared more than $9 billion in medical bills. It has worked beautifully for decades. And with so many people reexamining their options right now, seeing premiums going up and up, this is a great time to take advantage of this offer. Just tell them the promo code SHARE and save $100 before November 15th. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
President Trump's tariffs may soon start putting more money in Americans' pockets. More on the story from Bob Agnew.
The White House is signaling commitment to President Trump's proposed $2,000 tariff rebate checks for most Americans. Treasury officials do say the plan hinges on a pending Supreme Court ruling on the legitimacy of the tariffs. If approved, the payouts could begin in early 2026, with the funds drawn from the about $100 billion raised so far in tariff revenue. Bob Agnew reporting.
Walmart CEO Doug McMillon is planning to retire early next year, and his successor has been named. The company made the surprise announcement about McMillon stepping down on January 31st. John Furner, the head of Walmart's U.S. operations, will take over the next day. Walmart shares fell 3% immediately in the pre-market trading after the news of the unexpected leadership change. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A longtime prosecutor announced he will take over the Georgia election interference case against President Trump and others.
Prosecutor Pete Scandalakis says several prosecutors were contacted and each declined. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis was removed from the case because she had a romantic relationship with the special prosecutor she had chosen to lead it, and no one wants to replace her. It's unlikely that any action against Trump would proceed while he's still in office, but there are 14 other people facing charges in the case, including former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. military says its 20th strike on boats transporting drugs has killed at least four in the Caribbean Sea. The latest attack happening the same day Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing two strikes have been carried out the day before. The Trump administration continuing to deploy warships focused on the flow of drugs in this country. More news at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
All right, it's Tom Giordano pinch-hitting tonight from Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. You get in at 833-482-5337. If you've heard me over the years filling in here on America at Night and Jim Bohannon's show many years, you know that I am a Catholic, and I wanted to mention that in conjunction with what's going on tonight, we're Catholic. Tom Homan is taking on, bluntly and fully, one of the real forces out there that is helping to fuel illegal immigration. And it's hard to point fingers and say one of the reasons they're doing it is because of all the money that accrued to the Catholic Church by all the nonsense they were doing along the Texas border and the like, but it certainly appears to be that way. So the bishops holding their annual conference, and what is the existential thing on their mind? Illegal immigration, not life, abortion, which they purport to be the leading figures trying to prevent that. They voted 216 to 5 to condemn the inhumane treatment they say the Trump administration is administering to people that are here illegally or perceived to be here illegally. Pope Leo was one of the people egging on the bishops to take all of this up. I'm going to play you some of these said bishops who, in my mind, are incredibly suspect, to put it mildly, but 216 to 5. Now, I know one night in the past, and I'll just summarize it for you, I played the Bishop of Tucson. If you remember, one of the most controversial things in the first Trump years, around 2017, I'll say, was this separation of families at the border. Even though Obama did pretty much the same thing Trump was doing, it was a firestorm. And even saying this for Trump firestorms, this was big. So the Bishop of Tucson, right, he talks to the bishops, they were meeting in Baltimore again, that it might be time for excommunicado, meaning when you're excommunicadoed from the Catholic Church, you're out of the club. More importantly, it's a warning to you if you don't move off whatever the reason for your excommunication is, you are going to hell. Think about that. He wanted to excommunicate border guards that were Catholic, Border Patrol, helping protect the sovereign state of America. This clown wanted to excommunicado them. This is the way these guys think. But today, 216 to 5, Homan apparently is a Catholic. I don't know if they'll try to excommunicate him. Here's a little bit of a montage of the bishops, and it's all sorts of bishops jumping in to talk about how concerned they are about this, and also the idea that this just can't go on, that this is inhumane as a principle, as a matter of something they just can't abide. This new video condemning the Trump Vance, and Vance is important, you know why. Vance is a Catholic who's duped it out with these bishops before. Here's what they said.
As pastors, we, the bishops of the United States, are bound to our people by ties of communion and compassion in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are disturbed when we see among our people a climate of fear and anxiety around questions of profiling and immigration enforcement.
We are saddened by the state of contemporary debate and the vilification of immigrants. We are concerned about the conditions in detention centers and the lack of access to pastoral care.
We lament that some immigrants in the United States have arbitrarily lost their legal status. We are troubled by threats against the sanctity of houses of worship and the special nature of hospitals and schools.
We are grieved when we meet parents who fear being detained when taking their children to school, or when we try to console family members who have already been separated from their loved ones.
Despite obstacles and prejudices, generations of immigrants have made enormous contributions to the well-being of our nation. We as Catholic bishops love our country and pray for its peace and prosperity.
For this very reason, we feel compelled now in this environment to raise our voices in defense of God-given human dignity.
Catholic teaching exhorts nations to recognize the fundamental dignity of all persons, including immigrants.
All right, so bishops, how about the walls around the Vatican? How about that, Pope Leo and others? How about the fact that you make these montages on this? Where were you when Biden, Pelosi, the Kennedys, any number of Catholics had it both ways? Extremists on abortion and then screaming they're devout Catholics. No, you provided cover for them. You enabled them. So where I am in Philadelphia, which is very Catholic or used to be, there's this just fierce tug of war with longtime Catholics and the leadership that is completely out of touch, completely in the tank. Is it financial part of this? Yeah, I think it is. And Tom Homan tonight is calling them out. We have now more than 2,000 Border Patrol agents working in 25 cities. I'll play you that in a little bit. But this notion of these 216 to 5, I'm trying to find out who the 5 were to commend them, that at least they didn't go off the deep end in this manner. I'm sure the Bishop of Tucson, if he's still there, can you imagine wanting to excommunicate hard-working Border Patrol agents protecting America? That guy wanted to. I told you my understanding of excommunicado is not only are you out, you can't receive communion, all that. They're telling you, buddy, if you don't change right now, you are going to hell. Think about that. Did they ever excommunicado and tell Joe Biden he's gone to hell by being an abortion extremist? No, they just looked the other way. So, isn't it fair to say no longer are they the number one institution that protects life? That's the upside of what they used to be, you could argue. Their number one thing now is illegal immigration. That's what they're all over. That's what this conference is about. That's what this Pope is about. They've outed themselves. So are the 5 going to be excommunicated? Are they going to hell? Can I follow the judgment of those 5? Soon I think they'll take up something like capital punishment. I'm in favor of capital punishment. I was in favor of it. I'm in favor of it now, and I always will be in favor of it. I don't care what they say. They are fraudulent. And they show it more every single day. And this is just, these are just the latest annex that they're involved in. I'd love to hear the 5 why they voted against this. This recommendation, this pronouncement from on high. When are they going to say something about the politics of abortion? Well, they have a private conscience and they do this publicly. That's ridiculous. But this is the issue where you...
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salutes, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales events, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at ReadingKia.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Stay on this. When you're telling border agents they're going to go to hell for doing their job, when you're talking about that in front of hundreds of bishops and they're listening to this, as the Bishop of Tucson did, you're into another world. You're beyond disgrace. I'm going to believe that you have the power to be determining something like that, and you're going to tell these people they're going to hell under the power as a bishop, the teaching power, and Catholics should follow that? That is beyond belief. And what they issued here, this montage, it's a lot longer with a lot of different bishops, is aimed at people like Homan and others. All right, grab a line, 833-482-5337. And Homan answered today saying, well, maybe they ought to be trying to fix the problems in the Catholic Church, which are vast, rather than telling him how to administer the laws of the United States. They claim there they love the United States. Not so much. They don't like the immigration laws which are being forced, which are the law. So are they saying Catholics should resist what the law is here? All right, grab a line. Dom Giordano with you on America at Night.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oil investments involve a high degree of uncertainty and are only suitable for accredited investors. Actual results may vary.
Drill, baby, drill. President Trump has declared a national energy emergency and is making the U.S. oil industry a priority with support for our hardworking oil and gas industry. If you are an SEC-accredited investor and qualified to make at least a $100,000 investment, you can deduct nearly 100% of your investment for this tax year. Call 800-544-1221 now and connect directly to Encore Energy. Encore is a major investor and experienced horizontal well operator in its core area of operations. Don't wait. The clock is ticking and time is running out for this write-off for 2025. Call Encore Energy now at 800-544-1221 and find out how your investment will be tax deductible for 2025 with the potential for lucrative cash flow for years to come. Call 800-544-1221. That's 800-544-1221.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
It's Dom Giordano sitting in for Rich. And as I said, even with Epstein, socialism, and all that today, this showdown, Tom Homan, Catholic, versus, 216 bishops out of 221, saying, buddy, inhumane, this is out of bounds, there's going to be big trouble for you, and on it goes. They are fraudulent, in my view. Doesn't matter if you're a Catholic or not. Given their lack of standing up based upon what they say is the core value, that the church is the big guy in the game to protect life, not so much. But boy, protect all that money and protect people that are here illegally. Yes, you're inhumane if you differ. Let's go to Laura in Bowie, Maryland, WMAL. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you, Dom?
Good, Laura.
This is the first time I've ever done called in for anything.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
There are a couple of things. I've been waiting a teeny bit. So when
yes.
I first was prompted to call, it was about the whole 50-year mortgage thing.
Yes.
And I just wanted to the first time I heard it, I was just like absolutely horrified that, oh, my God, you'll never own a house, right? But then when I stopped and thought about it, I realized that, oh, guess what? If you don't own a house, you're not only going to pay a mortgage, you're paying rent. And the rent is going to be increased and increased and increased in a very different way than a mortgage payment. And then if they also manage to implement the idea that you can carry your percentage rate over to the next purchase, it could make an incredibly huge thing for somebody. And so maybe not so horrible if it could actually get somebody into home ownership. There are so many things that do help you in the long run if you can own the house, in terms of being able to itemize and all kinds of stuff like that. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the fact I was listening to the gentleman talk about schools, and I was just remembering my daughter, who is now 50, being 15 years old and trying to tell her that they were indoctrinating and brainwashing all the kids in school because they figured out that they couldn't beat us in a war or a Cold War, and so they just came into our country and used our freedoms against us to brainwash our children. And now she tells me, oh, Mom, you were so right.
yeah. Well, and one of the biggest things, Laura, here with socialism is they believe it's a new idea. Because if they are told that it's not a new idea and there's history attached to it and they see it, it makes it a lot less attractive. So nice parenting by you, Laura. Thanks for that great first-time call. Appreciate it very much here. Yeah, the roots of this, or trying to get at some of this, and the media is not out there screaming, let's do socialism, but they just avoid what the repercussions are, what we're seeing. And as I said, maybe even more so, this woman in Seattle, I'm relatable. I'm not paying my child care. My parents are. I didn't have a job until I was in my late 30s. That's relatable to people. Wow. Now, it really is only in the bluest of areas, maybe some smaller ones. But the broader question, they're going to use the term affordability again and again and again. And Republicans, the president, are waking up to that to try to counter this rather than dismissing it. Dismissing it's ridiculous. Stop doing that. We have to win here. And I'm still in shock. I was quarterbacking my station's coverage during the Jersey-Virginia night. And I'm getting calls at 8:43 that Mikey Sherrill is the governor of Jersey. She ended up winning by 13 points. I thought the Republican might win, or he'd lose by a point or so. We're still trying to figure that out. But affordability was one of the issues they seized on. Jump on board, particularly if you're a Catholic, though. Here on these bishops, do you support them? Dom Giordano sitting in on America at Night on Westwood One.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Can also manage existing VA claims, refill VA prescriptions, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. Download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's app store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app.
After the guest leaves every night, and we're doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America. You sit there in this radio studio, and suddenly you hear voices, Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
Absolutely. It's America at Night. That's what it's all about. Dom Giordano pinch hitting. Battle today, 216-5, this montage of all these bishops taking shots and taking shots at Tom Homan and other Catholics is exactly that they're involved. I hope they are drawn out more, that they don't hide behind their robes. And let's get it on with this Pope and others on this issue. They don't have a leg to stand on this. The average Catholic is putting up with them because they're lifelong Catholics. They're not following them in any real sense, by and large, with exceptions. I just would like to know who the five are. I'd like to get them on America at Night and salute them for standing up to this. And I didn't see their dissent, maybe I missed it, of written statement or otherwise that they put out versus this all-out attack on Trump, Trump supporters, Catholics who are enforcing the laws of the country. Let's go to Linda. Arlington, Virginia, WMAL. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I just wanted to mention that during the presidency of President Obama, Catholic Charities USA and the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Migration and Refugee Services were the primary Catholic organizations that received U.S. government funds to settle immigrants and refugees. And these funds were part of the federal U.S. refugee admissions program.
Right, right. Yeah, this takes away a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, without a doubt.
$70 to $95 million.
Yeah, and again, they claim, well, they're not making any money on this, which is fairly hard to believe. Linda, what do you think the best response should be, since they are religious figures of the biggest religious group in the country?
Well, we have to strengthen our border. The fact that they're already here is largely the fault of the prior presidential administration.
Right.
And once they're inside the country, you know, everyone has to eat. And if people don't eat, you know, crime will go up. So until criminals are removed from our country, people are going to have to eat. They're going to need food and shelter.
Yep. Thank you, Linda. Thanks very much. In fact, J.D. Vance with Hannity last night, I don't know if I have that cut, but Vance making the point that one of the drivers of the scarcity of housing are the what? Hard number to say. Let's put it on the low side, 10 million, high side, 20 million people let in here by the Biden administration. To Linda's point, they need shelter. They need housing. That drives some of this up. And one way or another, someone's paying for that, or God knows how they're paying for that. It makes housing more difficult. There's a scarcity here. But these guys, these bishops, are just arrogant beyond belief. And masking themselves in their holiness, if you will, with this. So I wonder what they said or would say to the five who resisted this. And I'm looking, I have the statement of the bishops, but I'm looking for more of the five and what kind of statement they made on this about, and look, are there instances where there's an error with the Border Patrol? Yes. Is that the widespread policy, though, of what they're doing? And again, they don't take questions. They don't, there's no back and forth with them. If I were able to get them on, I'd ask them, give us the inhumane. They're saying it's inhumane to have this number of people here and to do anything about it. That's by definition inhumane. That seems to be where they're landing. And again, they do have a massive financial interest in this. I don't think it's wholly that. I think they think they're following the dictates of the Catholic Church and of Pope Leo, and that's why they're headed down this path. And essentially, if you don't follow it, you're in big trouble. This is the teaching moment. And this Pope was suspect out of the gate to me, even though he went to Villanova and Chicago and all that stuff. He has tipped his hand, particularly toward President Trump. They don't like J.D. Vance because Vance has argued with them on matters of faith and morals at a pretty high level. And this just cuts. You know, where is it that they were as focused with this kind of vote, 216 to 5, to do a montage condemning these phony progressive slash liberal politicians like Joe Biden, who were massively, not just a little bit of choice here and there, but massively putting the pedal to the metal to win Democratic voters on the issue of abortion. And then Biden said he'll shove his rosary beads down the throats of Republicans. It's pretty nice, isn't it, when you can get the big thing on this side. Look at the ads in the last election cycle. How many were on abortion? Even though in Jersey it's in the Constitution, it's not going to be taken away. if you can get the rub of that, and then the rub, you're a devout Catholic, certified over here, you're a winner. Kennedy's played this for years. It's 833-482-5337. That's how you get on board. Let's go to Berta in Warrington, Virginia on WMAL. Hi, Berta. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I want to say bravo to you that you expressed yourself the way you did about this issue of the Pope and the cardinals and the bishops and what have you. I have been seething for years over the church's position to be very, very accepting of Nancy Pelosi, Mr. Biden, and abortion. Nancy Pelosi forever said, oh, we're for the children. Well, I asked the question, what about the children that get aborted? Aren't they children?
Well, and Berta, I would tell you this. It gets down to this level. The Archbishop of San Francisco has pushed back on her, but it appears to me and other people that when he did that, he gets pushed back on by the Vatican. They don't want him to step up and challenge Nancy Pelosi.
And we both know why, because, of course, there's money coming in to the church. Now, the other thing, how come with these bishops, did you hear the word illegal immigrants by any chance? No, it was we must be good to the immigrants. Well, of course we're good to the immigrants. My family and I, we are immigrants. We left our country. We are legal citizens, legal U.S. citizens. And we are, I think, a country without borders cannot exist. So this is what Mr. Trump and Mr. Homan are fighting for. And then what about the people that were killed, that were murdered by these illegal aliens that are here? What about them? Don't we think about them? Doesn't the church, don't the bishops think about these people that were innocent, that were murdered?
I hear you, Berta. Thank you, Berta. Thank you very much. Look, particularly if you're a Catholic, and you heard Berta there, I think she's exactly right. It's stunning to see what they're up to here. When the obvious things, if they were consistent, if I could say yes, on the issue of life, they went after Biden, Pelosi, the Kennedys, up, they don't. They'll tell you something, well, their conscience. Yet they want to excommunicate border agents who are just doing their job. If they want to excommunicate someone who's a president, for example, okay, well, Biden should have been excommunicated. Many times. The Kennedys ought to be excommunicated on general principles, every one of them. Give me a break. And then there is, she's right, the money aspect of this, the cowardice of this. 216-5. And again, I've been trying for hours to try to find the five. If you happen to see them, you can always send me an email. I'd love to get one of them on, or at least read what they said in relationship to this. You know, if this were a close vote and they said, look, this is a close call, we don't like what's going on here, can't there be a better way? But no, they're going down Broadway calling you inhumane and essentially telling you as a Catholic, they're speaking to you here, you better shape up on this. And the Pope is the one that has been edging him on publicly and privately. This is their annual or semi-annual big meeting. They always do it in Baltimore. And every time it happens, I witness the same thing. They're letting their own ideology, not matters of faith and morals here, drive this. Is this the issue they feel compelled to talk about when they have the power, and in sometimes they were a force for life? And I'm not talking about people, to Berta's point, that are vaguely pro-choice, pro-life, you know what I mean? They're not extremists. We're talking about extremism. Nancy Pelosi has said on national TV, Thomas Aquinas was for abortion. You may remember that. I used to play that. My God, Thomas Aquinas. Yes, and she absolutely believes it. All right. Try to get as many people as we can. 833-482-5337. That gets you to me, Dom Giordano, on America at Night.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach air.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
To start, let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
That's with Dom Giordano pinch hitting tonight. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. And this is a big moment here. We're going to try to get Tom Homan on the show next week. He's a Catholic, and he spoke about that and said his advice as a Catholic is, aren't there things you need to fix in the church first versus this all out of salt? And I'm stunned by the number. You know, you think there'd be reason, hey, maybe inhumane is going a little bit too far. We don't like some things. Oh, no. 216-5, the Pope egging it on. They're asking for it politically here. And are people in the pews, where I am in Philadelphia, it used to be heavily Catholic, still people trying to maintain this, and they're assaulted. They're lifelong Catholics. These guys make it harder for them because they see Lake and Riley. They see the abuses all over the place of what Biden did here. It's a sore point with them. They're not going to be lectured to by a bunch of guys who are suspect on things like the priest scandal. All right, Walter in St. Augustine, Florida is with us. Hey, Walter, welcome to the show. Hi.
Thank you, Mr. Giordano. Just a quick comment and observation. The city of New York is now the complete opposite, mayor-wise and otherwise, than the iron-fisted friend of law and order and city of brotherly love, 1970s Mayor Frank Rizzo. And Dom, a police commissioner back then made mayor and fixed the city. Now a communist makes mayor, and he'll soon destroy a city. Your comment.
Yeah, well put. And in fact, on my show in Philadelphia today, Walter, this is the month when Frank Rizzo was confronted by a reporter after he was out of office and then running again, and made some of the most hilarious comments ever with the guy. It happened in 1980 during these today. So, yeah, Frank Rizzo, we still play a lot of in Philadelphia. People can't get enough of him.
Yeah, I saw that on YouTube also. Loved him. I was stationed on the naval base at the end of Broad Street at the time.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. Yeah, yeah. I certainly appreciate you taking the call, sir.
Thank you very much, Walter. Have a nice night there. Listening on WFOY, Danny in Washington, D.C., WMAL. Hi, Danny.
Tom, thank you for taking my call. Good evening. I get a big kick out of these bishops that are telling people that you're going to be excommunicated from the church. And I laugh at that because how are they going to stop people from going to church anyway? How are they going to stop those people from getting communion? What are they going to do, asking for an ID?
Well, I hear you, right. but realize they made mention of this when the guy said it. And you know what? I'm going to play that on Monday night when I'm back in, Danny. This Bishop of Tucson, what it's telling you, though, more importantly than what you just said, is you're going to hell at that moment when you're excommunicated. That's what it means.
But a bishop can't condemn you to hell. The only one that can condemn you to hell is the Lord himself. So they're basically blaspheming themselves. They're putting themselves ahead of the Lord. And when you want to talk about excommunicating Catholics, you want to talk about Biden? I mean, really? I mean, there's documented proof that the guy was abusing his own daughter.
Well, thank you, Danny. Thank you. Look, I'm not going to abusing his own. I don't know about documented proof on that, so I'm not going to go too far. There's enough with Biden there on the political part of abortion, and at the same time, devout Catholic. But I'll pull that and. This will be in the news through the weekend. Homan pushing back of what the Archbishop, the Bishop of, he was in Tucson then, said. He brings it up before the whole body and says, isn't it time now that for their soul of these just Border Patrol agents doing their job to protect America, we tell them the consequence of what could happen here. We may have to excommunicate them to make an example. And then he goes on to explain, excommunicate just doesn't mean, well, you can't go to church, you can't get communion. It means you're out. Eternal damnation. That's what they're talking about. It's a warning to you. If you continue in this line of thought and action, you are damned over being at the border during the so-called separation part of this. That's how extreme they are. But 2:16 to 5. All right, final calls of the hour coming up. Dom sitting in on America at Night.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
This statement is not validated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
We ask a lot of our liver, so give it the support it deserves with an easy daily detox from Active Liver. Made with natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke, Active Liver helps cleanse and protect your liver so you feel less bloated and more energized. Find Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com.
or pick it up today at CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. When your liver is happy, your body is happy. Enjoy life to the fullest with Active Liver.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
America at Night. Tom Giordano sitting in. Let's go to Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Jerome, great town there. My wife and I just back from that. How it's laid out downtown. Remarkable work. Yes. But what's on your mind today? Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. But when you interview Holman, could you ask him what happened to the $50,000 he got from the FBI?
Okay. Wait a minute, though. I hear what you're saying on that about Holman. We're talking about this, though. What do you think of what the bishops are telling us their take on this is?
Hey, the last party on earth that talks about religion ought to be the Republican Party. When was the last time you saw Trump in church? Huh? What religion is he? Nobody knows. He never goes to church, and the only time you see him with a Bible was when he was at that time in Washington when he's waving it around like he was trying
to
do something.
I'm talking about it. I'm a Catholic, Jerome, and I think the bishops are out of line. What do you say?
No, I think they're not out of line. I think they're standing up for humanity, something the Republican Party doesn't do a lot of, because all they do is demagogue people. Even demagoguing the bishops now. Come on, man.
We're not demagoguing. No. Everything I've said about them is factual, Jerome. I wish I had more time this hour, but thank you. I'm just flat out of time. Glad you got in. And Charleston, couldn't recommend it more. What a great town. Fort Sumter, a couple of other places we hit, and all laid out beautifully. Really, really nice. We're going to go back there. All right, Jerome, I'm glad you took shots at Holman and Trump, though. That's fine with me. But at the end of this, the bishops have a lot to answer for. And if I could find out one of these five and get them on, I think that would be really valuable. Dom Giordano sitting in on America at Night on Westwood One.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Israel has handed over more Palestinian remains to Gaza.
Israel returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians in the latest step to fulfilling the terms of the fragile U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement. The bodies were returned after militants late on Thursday handed over the body of one of the last four remaining Israeli hostages taken during the October 7, 2023 attack that launched the war in Gaza.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma reporting, since the ceasefire began October 10th, Israel has received the remains of 25 hostages, with three still in Gaza. For each hostage body returned, Israel releases 15 Palestinians. Thousands of documents released by the House Oversight Committee Wednesday offering new glimpses into what Jeffrey Epstein's relationships with business executives, reporters, academics, and political players looked like over a decade.
The emails show that Epstein maintained connections with influential figures despite his 2008 guilty plea to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl. The documents, spanning at least a decade, show Epstein's interactions with business executives, reporters, academics, and political players. Some supported him during legal troubles, while others sought introductions or advice. The emails don't implicate his contacts in crimes, but do illustrate his influence. Epstein was charged with sex trafficking in 2019 and died in jail a month later. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Police in Oakland, California say Laney College football coach John Beam, known for Netflix's Last Chance U, has died after being shot on campus. Police announced his death yesterday, a day after the shooting. A suspect has been arrested. After starting Friday with a sharp drop of 1.3%, the S&P 500 ended with a slight dip of 0.1%. The NASDAQ flipped a gain of 0.1%. while the Dow trimmed its loss to 309 points. News and analysis at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson has been hospitalized with a rare neurological disorder.
He had been receiving around-the-clock care at home before being hospitalized. He was reported to be in a stable condition. Jackson has suffered from symptoms consistent with Parkinson's disease and disclosed the diagnosis in 2017. But during a Mayo Clinic visit in April, doctors confirmed a diagnosis of PSP, which can have similar symptoms to Parkinson's. He has continued to make public appearances, including at last year's Democratic National Convention. He's been using a wheelchair, and family members say he can no longer speak. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump has signed an executive order to get rid of tariffs on a broad swath of commodities, including beef, coffee, and tropical fruits, all in response to high prices. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The planned merger of two railroads still seems to be on track.
Shareholders of Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern have backed the railroad's proposed $85 billion merger to create the nation's first coast-to-coast rail network. Roughly 99% of both railroads' shareholders voted to support the largest rail merger in history, but the U.S. Surface Transportation Board must still approve it before the deal can be completed. A group of nine Republican state attorneys general on Friday raised competition concerns about the merger plan.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. North Carolina coach Bill Belichick says he isn't pursuing any jobs as head coach in the NFL. That comes amid the first changes of the current hiring cycle. In a statement, Friday night, the 73-year-old who led the NFL's New England Patriots to six Super Bowl titles says he remains committed to building the Tar Heels program. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Dom Giordano from Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia, sitting in tonight on America at Night. Follow me on Twitter at Dom, D-O-M, Dom Show 1210, Dom Show 1210. Last hour, let's see if we can do it together. I want to just wrap up everything this week. Got a number of things out there that I've been talking about all week that are still rising. One last statement here. I just happened to see this from the Washington Post, and it infuriates me even more about the bishops and this vote of 216 to 5 taking on the Trump administration and Homan indiscriminate deportations. Let me just read you this one part. There's several things in here from the Washington Post that I think are important. The direct quote was, "We oppose the indiscriminate mass deportation of people. We pray for an end to dehumanizing rhetoric and violence, whether directed at immigrants or at law enforcement," read the message from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. The vote was 216-5, and here's three abstentions. What kind of people? I don't think you should ever be able to abstain. If you don't want to vote, you ought to be out. What kind of moral judgment is this by the bishops that three of them abstained? After the vote of 216-5, the bishops stood and applauded. Really? This doesn't strike me as kind of a pep rally against Trump and everything else. The last such, what they call in quotes, special message was delivered 12 years ago. So this apparently is a big, big deal, is what I'm telling you. The last was 12 years ago at their conference. What kind of men abstain from a vote on this? How are you a bishop if you don't come down on one side or another on this? And I don't know. I'm searching here. I'm searching everywhere. I'm trying to go to their website. They don't give the names of the five that abstained, and we know who the others were by their name, 216 of them, or the five that voted against it. But I read you the new message listed, the types of suffering the church leaders say people have experienced arbitrarily losing their legal status. Stop it. The White House spokesman said, President Trump was elected president of the United States based on this promise. He's fulfilling it. Is there anything else in here? The vote in the last election cycle. The bishop's moves come after months of escalation from the White House and division among U.S. Catholics. 55% of U.S. Catholics voted for him. Among Hispanic Catholics, who make up about one-third of all U.S. Catholics, 58% voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, but that's still 42% that voted for Trump for a Republican. That is not bad at all. Let's see. Yeah, the bishop in Chicago, one of the worst, Archbishop Blaise Cupich. He's a guy that wanted to have Dick Durbin, who is an abortion extremist, get the Catholic Lifetime Achievement Award since he's retiring. Caused a firestorm there. He's the one that wanted him to be as explicit as possible because of the assaults on human dignity. All right, a couple of other things, too. Let me give you the phone lines. 833-482-5337. That will get you to me, Dom Giordano, pinch hitting. I almost had for us tonight, because I was going to replay it, he was going to come on my show, maybe next week. That is the Secretary of the Treasury, who's an all-star, Bessent. He was coming to Philadelphia to strike the final penny at our U.S. Mint, which is in downtown Philadelphia, okay? And because of being called away, he couldn't do it. I am a fan of the penny. I'm not opposed. You know, I know the arguments, how much it costs to make, the whole thing and all. But I thought I'd ask, the penny is a perfect example of something that, for any number of reasons, has grown obsolete. What's something else that you miss that you maybe can't even understand? Why is that not in play anymore? Why did it become obsolete or semi-obsolete, you don't see it anymore, at much at all. And the penny caused a lot of stuff here because it was happening here in Philadelphia. One other quick thing, too. I'm a golfer, and I've been watching with interest, and I even talked about it on my show, pressure. Imagine the pressure Kai Trump was under. Now, she got the invite because her last name is Trump. She's a good golfer. She's going to play at the University of Miami, the daughter of Don Trump Jr. But she played in the women's Annika tournament in Florida the last couple of days. She didn't make the cut. First day shot 83. She was last by four shots. Today she came back with a 75. Tiger Woods dates her mom, who I guess is divorced for Don, or they're in the process of doing that. So, quite a story. And just the pressure. You understand if you play golf, it's hard enough. But to be 18, to be in the limelight like that, is just fascinating to me, how much pressure it's under when your name is Trump and you're playing, the media covering it as if it were the Masters. All right, just a few things. Coming to your calls. And again, that statement from the bishops is almost hard to believe. And then they stood and applauded, and they wanted to make it stronger. How could three people abstain on this? Where's their moral clarity that they can't take a position and vote one side or another? Why are you even a bishop? Also, one last random thought. Sunday night in Philadelphia, the Eagles are as big as Real Madrid, as any soccer team. They're the biggest thing in the world. And they're growing, I don't know about nationally. But on Sunday night, they played the Detroit Lions, and we're going to see multiple, I would say, tush pushes. I've never had a chance filling in here to ask about. I'm a big fan of it because the NFL, the part that I don't like, and it is America's sport, it's the biggest thing out there, too much parity. In other words, the Eagles can execute and have come up with a play that is almost foolproof because of the quarterback, the offensive line, a lot of things. So the rest of the league, like babies, wants to ban it. Because the NFL, to me, is socialism. I don't know if you've ever heard me say that here. It's socialism in the sense they're all in it together. They have rules that try to make it so that each city believes they're in it, rather than, hey, if you have a better team, you ought to be able to do what you want. I wouldn't have any salary caps, no draft, nothing. But the tush push has set them off because it's such an advantage and the other teams can't do it effectively and they can't contend with it. All right, let's start off with some callers. Let's go to Sandra in, I believe, Membreze, New Mexico on KNUW. Hey, Sandra, what's the name of your town?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You're me? Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a 4-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. It's our Black Friday sale. Recharge this season with a bundle of cozy, soothing comfort. Now only $17.99 for our C2 mattress and base, plus free premium delivery. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
America at Night, Dom Giordano pinch hitting. By the way, earlier in the show we had Scott Jennings on. Love Scott Jennings. And the two of us were talking about the Washington Post reporting right before the show tonight. The emails with Epstein indicate that he was text messaging while testifying about Michael Cohen, and the person the Democrat he was doing this with, was allegedly the representative from the Virgin Islands. I don't know if you've ever seen this woman. My goodness. I don't think we need a representative from the Virgin Islands here. She dominates negatively whenever she's on a congressional hearing, particularly if it's televised. But the allegation is through the emails that Epstein was leading her, and she was going with the questions he was suggesting while he was testifying. So, Farrelly, what's going to come out of the release of these documents, which is going to happen on Tuesday, I'm convinced, is a lot of dirt that's going to be negative for everybody. And the Trump administration ought to realize that, and the president ought to stop saying, well, the dumber Democrats are going to vote for it. I had two of them on my show yesterday that I really respect. One from Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania, McKenzie, and the other, Jeff Andrew, is a big ally of the president. And they said they're going to vote. You have to vote to release the Epstein files here. Now, whether a judge will allow it, we'll go through all that when it happens, whether the Senate will find the votes to do that. But I think they ought to, so we can put this to bed. And anything more embarrassing than comes out of it, it comes out of it. One other item, too. And I didn't want to forget to tell you this. There was a big report this week, really tried to dig down as we head to the holiday season particularly, about porch pirates and what kind of damage they're inflicting. In New York, they said in the last year, the guesstimate, pretty good guesstimate, is the value of the packages that were stolen by so-called porch pirates was $950 million. Now, that's New York. Pretty bad, huh? Second place is where I was, in Philadelphia, $450 million. And in the middle of that breakdown, they said, well, in Philadelphia, some of it's probably due to the fact that Larry Krasner does not prosecute. I don't know if you've heard the name before, but he's one of the most infamous of these progressive DAs whose mission is not to prosecute, not follow the law, act as if they're defense attorneys. So here in Philadelphia, $450 million. The cops say we lock him up, he will not prosecute. They've ratcheted up in most states the penalties for so-called porch piracy. I don't have the complete list. But as we, head toward the holidays, I get the convenience of this. I get we're living in an Amazon world where stuff's going to be on the doorstep. But these numbers are stunning. Even for New York, it's almost $1 billion. Philadelphia, it's $500 million. Maybe where you are, something of that nature. And again, it's such an obvious thing, despite the ratcheting up of penalties. All right, let's go to Debbie in Canton, Ohio, WNIR. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you, Dom?
Good. Very good, Debbie.
I'll call you Dom. How about Dom Valdez?
That's fine.
Because I can't say your last name.
Okay. Thank you.
That's funny, because me and my granddaughter, I babysit her every day, and if any package rides, she knows it right away, and we get it before any pirate can.
Yeah, okay? Well, Canton, I don't know the numbers there. Can you imagine, though, $950 million in value?
That's sickening.
Yeah.
Sickening. But, like I said, she's on it. She sees, oh, here's somebody dropping off a package. It doesn't happen that often. But, here in Canton, we're kind of small town. It's,
Let me ask you, in Canton, is the Hall of Fame, I have not been to the Football Hall of Fame, is it a big deal in Canton?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
It sure is.
Yeah.
I haven't been there for years. I'd like to go back because they've redone it, and I'd like to go back again.
Okay.
You tonight, Dom, was because of your comments on child care and the cost of child care.
Yes.
I remember way back when J.D. Vance was running, he said, oh, we all need to stand up. Grandparents need. Well, I'm doing that, okay?
Good for you.
I'm a retired. Yeah, good for me. And I love it. And it keeps me young. But on the other hand, when I was young and growing up and had children to take care of, I could afford child care, and I did well. And my children, I only have two children, but both of them rely on grandparents. That's uncalled for. It's not right because our retirements are, you know what I mean? We don't get to do anything but watch our grandkids.
I thank you, Debbie. Debbie making a good point there that, yeah, this is another affordability dilemma. Dom Giordano sitting in on America at Night on Westwood One.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
91.32.
America at Night. With Rich Valdez.
Hey, it's with Dom, D-O-M, Dom Giordano, sitting in for America at Night tonight. I'm going to play you the mayor, the new mayor of Seattle on the child care issue. I hear the last call from Canton, the difficulty with child care. By the way, I'm not sure if Bishop Strickland, several of you have sent it to me on Twitter and the like, was one of the five. I thought he was out. I didn't even know he was allowed to vote or not. I think there was contention there. I think he got kicked out by Pope Leo at one point. If he wasn't, yeah, he would be one of the five that voted against what we're talking about here. Here's the new mayor of Seattle, though, who might be even further along than Mamdani, even though she's more polite and civil. She's on with Erin Burnett on CNN, and she's talking about child care and what's come to life that her parents have been paying for the child care of her child. She and her husband can't afford it, and they're going back and forth saying, well, that makes her more relatable. That's why they want her in Seattle, because they can't or won't pay for child care also. Here's the new mayor.
I want to ask you one other thing. Because you sit here as a mayor-elect, you're in your early 40s, you've accomplished so much at such a young age. And in that context, you have been open about the fact that you have done that with your parents' help, that your parents who live across the country have sent you checks to help pay for your toddler's child care, right? That with all the things that you've accomplished, when it comes to affordability, that you still needed that. Now, Fox News and the New York Post have framed that in a negative light. They have said, Mayor-elect, that you are, quote-unquote, living off your parents' money. I'm curious how you see it, because this is something you've been very open about. Do you think that people in Seattle see this as a negative or as a positive that people can relate to?
Well, I'll say that my opponent's campaign and the corporate PAC that tried to stop my election certainly cast it as a negative thing. But, you know, campaigning for office is stressful. Seattle's one of the most expensive cities in the country. Our child care is off the charts expensive. And honestly, I think that a lot of people of my generation and younger and older found it very relatable that during this stressful campaign, you know, my parents chipped in to help to pay for the cost of their granddaughter's daycare. And I think, you know, families help each other out, and I certainly acknowledge that I'm lucky to be in a position where my parents were able to do that. Not all families have that privilege, and you know, that's why I'm going to fight for affordable child care and affordable housing for every family in this city.
But the context of this is she apparently didn't have a real job until she was in her late 30s, and there was a cut of her with her mom filling out a job application. She didn't seem to understand much of it. So it's not just, oh, they helped out. Doesn't everybody help out chipping in here and there? Does that make her more relatable? Well, she can understand because the parents had to jump in for the child care part of this for the new mayor. That's the argument. Or do you go, no, honey, you're not getting away with this. Come on now. All right, let's go to Doug here in Denton, Texas, KLIF. Hey, Doug. Let's go to Sue in Warrington, Virginia, WMAL. Hi, Sue.
Oh, hi. Okay. Well, about these bishops. So I am so offended. I am personally offended. First of all, how dare they threaten Tom Homan? How dare they? There's 216 of these guys. Well, there's 300 million citizens, and we're not all Catholic, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're issuing a mandate that affects all of us. It's not American. It's not fair. Who are they? The International
right.
Court or something?
Well, and you know what? John Kennedy had to address this when he was running for president, when he followed the dictates of the Vatican and all. It was bias against him. But you kind of got into something there. So Tom Homan has to follow the political agenda of these bishops when he's enforcing the law. Americans, you're right. They're not going to like that.
Absolutely not. Now, I understand there's this nuance about the secular and spiritual obligation.
Yes.
And all of that. So given that nuance, I don't think these 216 are very smart. They're not being sensitive to the nuances of the secular and spiritual. They're being antagonistic. They're being heavy-handed. And I just say I am personally offended.
And Sue, you know what? To your point, even the Washington Post reports it. Maybe rather than standing and applauding themselves, maybe they would have said, let us lead in prayer around this. That might have been more fitting for a vote versus like a football game, they're standing and applauding.
Yeah, they could have, yes, I suppose. But you know, that I guess they played their hand. I mean, I guess now we know the true colors.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sue. Thanks very much. I don't know about Bishop Strickland here as the guy. This child care thing and socialism, though, you can see as we head toward the midterms, the battle is going to be over affordability. I broke it down at the top of the show saying it this way. With people that are, you know, past the age of 40, let's say, just to pick a number, they're looking more at things like grocery store prices they're seeing. With people that are under that, let's make it 45 and then under 45, they're looking at starting a family, trying to get that first home desperately, and or child care. And when child care comes up, I remember way back when to 2016, Ivanka Trump and President Trump, they were proposing stuff, even for people of means, about covering taxpayers, essentially, subsidizing or covering child care costs for people. And my people in Philadelphia were in revolt over that. They came to Delaware County outside Philadelphia, I remember, to Ivanka Trump, and they had this scheme that was laid out. We're going to cover this type of stuff. It's the only, and I'm talking family income well into the $150,000, stuff like that. We still need to cover them. People are saying, hey, if you have kids, then it's your duty to figure out how you're going to support them. This mayor is saying in Seattle, this made her more relatable, that child care costs have skyrocketed. All right, the way to deal with this is to look at why, what essentially is driving this. By the way, while I'm on it, this mayor too, and I don't have the cup, but I'll summarize it for you. Also, just like Mondami said, she believes, how could Americans not think that government is capable of solving our biggest problems? Notice the worship of the government. Imagine our biggest problems, whatever you determine them to be, and we're going to rely on government. Imagine this woman in a debate with Ronald Reagan saying, you know, those immortal words, those deadly words, hi, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. Yeah. What universe are they in where they want to pontificate they believe government is about solving even our biggest problems? Well, the solution is to get out of our way and let America do that. You know that. I know that. When has government been the vehicle to solve or to generate the biggest benefits to America? It's the private sector, it's individual Americans, and government mainly getting out of the way that is the essence of doing that. But Mondami says the same thing that she just said. She goes a step further. I haven't heard Mondami quite say this. Not only does she want government-run supermarkets, you can imagine, but the supermarket chains that are there, she says they're not going to allow you to close. Yeah, you're not going to be able to pull up stakes and get out of Seattle. You made your money there. You're not getting out. What's she going to do? Chain them to the supermarket? But Mondami, at this point in time, you know the story by now. Trust fund baby, nepo baby. I read today the net value is in the tens of millions of the parents. He went to a school that was $60,000 a year tuition to high school. And yet, he wants to get rid of the gifted and talented programs in New York schools. He's going to do it. And that has started a revolt of even liberal parents who were trying to hang in with a public school because they liked the programs. So this is going to be a disaster. I find the woman in Seattle to be even more intriguing. I know he's celebrated around the world right now. It is New York. But watch for what goes on in Seattle in her own personal story. Suddenly, the inability to provide for the child makes this couple more relatable. Well, wait a minute. How did they get to this point? What did the two of them do for a living? And with her, she's just mainly been an activist, unpaid. That's how she's gotten this stature. Well, if you want to be an activist, why should somebody else have to pay for your child care? Because the parents are not going to do that forever. All righty, 833-482-5337. Get in on America at Night.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Game day isn't complete without repping your team. Whether you're in the stands, at home, or tailgating with friends, NFLShop.com has the gear every fan needs. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and sideline styles straight from the pros to you. Fresh arrivals drop all season long, so you'll always stay game day ready. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a 2-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Group 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
You can do that now and get in with Dom Giordano pinch hitting tonight on America at Night. By the way, I mentioned earlier quite a struggle going on, Marjorie Taylor Greene and President Trump around the Epstein matter. And apparently, I'm looking right at it, Marjorie Taylor Greene posted the text message she sent and the response, not from President Trump, from this Natalie Hart, who has become a bit infamous of the stuff that she throws to the president. It's executive assistant to the president. And she urged him to open up the whole file and to go after Bill Clinton. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the side of the angels on this. President Trump has not responded well, calling her wacky, among other things, saying he's off Marjorie Taylor Greene, and there might be a primary coming. I'm telling you, on Tuesday, a number of Republicans are going to vote to open up the Epstein file. Now, whether or not a judge and all that goes into it, it's going to be a moment, and I think they're correct. And I think President Trump, after this is all over, will be fine. But the reluctance to get to the bottom of this is telling when you have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene going back and forth and posting the text message here. And Marjorie Taylor Greene and Natalie Harp, oh, my goodness, that is not going to be good for anybody. Let's go to Ray in Atlanta, Georgia, WGKA. Hey, Ray, go right ahead. Hi.
Oh, good evening. Listen, I enjoy the show, and I'm going to keep listening to it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, beyond that, I'm just tuning out. I hope these politicians eat each other. The journalists, I hope they eat each other. I'm tired of their crap. Do you remember, it's so toxic. I can't think anymore. Do you remember this song by Don Henley, probably from the 80s? Let's see, what was it? Dirty Laundry. Do you remember that?
I do. I do remember it vaguely, yes.
Okay. Well, I was just listening to that and just had to turn the radio on and listen to you guys. I don't even want to listen to Coast to Coast anymore. That's just turned into a sales platform.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Ray. Take that up on other shows. We don't do that here. But, look, I hear your point here. This is coming to a head. And Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, go after Bill Clinton from this, too. They're doing that. Pam Bondi's charged with doing that. But opening up the whole file, nothing has happened here with Trump going through this that is implicating him in anything at all. Now, you could argue, well, why did he not report his suspicion about Epstein and these young women rather than just having a feud with him or bouncing in for Mar-a-Lago? Okay, you can argue that. But other than that, what has come out here that is weakened Trump around this? So I'm telling you, on Tuesday, the vote is going to get maybe 20 Republicans or more that will say, yeah, release the file. Let's not go through committees. Democrats are just selectively doing this, etc. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, strangely here, is making a good bit of sense, I think. I think she's still supportive of Trump, but she's trying to egg him on toward the right way of getting through this whole thing. All righty, 833-482-5337. In the end, they're not going to primary her. Apparently, she wants to run for the Senate, maybe. They don't want her to in Georgia. Don't think that's the best candidate to carry the state. That may be some of the backstory. But I'm telling you, I'll follow up on this and try to find some of these bishops that voted against this nonsense, the arrogance of it, and the way they celebrated it, and just the posture, given how deficient they've been. I told you that at 12 years, the last time they've done a special thing like this, the words they use. Why didn't they do anything like this during the Biden years over the issue of abortion and Biden? That's not inhumane. How did they bypass that? Their ideology allows them to bypass it. They can come up with subterfuges versus directly going at it. If they did that, then they went after Trump. I'd say at least they're consistent. All right, final calls of the night coming up. 833-482-5337.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. It's our Black Friday sale. Recharge this season with a bundle of cozy, soothing comfort. Now only $17.99 for our C2 mattress and base, plus free premium delivery. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
This statement is not evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
We ask a lot of our liver, so give it the support it deserves with an easy daily detox from Active Liver. Made with natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke, Active Liver helps cleanse and protect your liver so you feel less bloated and more energized. Find Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com. Or pick it up today at CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. When your liver is happy, your body is happy. Enjoy life to the fullest with Active Liver.
Oil investments involve a high degree of uncertainty and are only suitable for accredited investors. Actual results may vary.
Drill, baby, drill. President Trump has declared a national energy emergency and is making the U.S. oil industry a priority with support for our hardworking oil and gas industry. If you are an SEC-accredited investor and qualified to make at least a $100,000 investment, you can deduct nearly 100% of your investment for this tax year. Call 800-544-1221 now and connect directly to Encore Energy. Encore is a major investor and experienced horizontal well operator in its core area of operations. Don't wait. The clock is ticking and time is running out for this write-off for 2025. Call Encore Energy now at 800-544-1221 and find out how your investment will be tax deductible for 2025 with the potential for lucrative cash flow for years to come. Call 800-544-1221. That's 800-544-1221.
It's America at Night with Dom Giordano pinch hitting. Let's get one more caller in. Let's go to Jeff, Nevada City, California, KNCO. Jeff, go right ahead. Okay, how about Jess, Lake of the Ozarks, in Missouri. Hey, Jess, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Second time caller, second time through.
Well, thank you very much.
I got to say that after I talked to your screener and told him what I was calling about, you brought up the story about the bishops. And this is something that I had not heard about.
Okay.
But you can bet your life by Sunday afternoon, I will have an opinion on that.
Okay,
good for
you.
And here was my original point.
Yes.
Was that when it comes to news, you've got to look at both sides. Look far right, look far left. Read the articles. Watch it on TV. Listen to the radio and start to narrow it down. Somewhere, someplace, it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks, something that you know to be true and factual.
Well, Jeff, I applaud you. That's absolutely right. Consume that and then come to a good decision. Thank you, Jeff, very much. I would hope that you come to the decision of some of the stuff we're putting out, but if you don't, you call in on the other side, that's fine. And, you know, to Jeff's point, we now have, you don't have to search quite as hard as when I first started doing talk radio to find the other side. It's apparent, it's prominent, which is a good thing. Hey, I want to thank Rich Good, producing tonight, executive producer Alex Hinton. Behind the scenes, they make this show roll. They get us going. They make everything seamless for a host sitting in. And I'll be with you next week on Monday. We'll have a lot more to say about all the stuff that's happened here over the weekend. But the Epstein thing on Tuesday, is going to get a vote to discharge it, to say that it's time to move on with this and release the entire file. There is no doubt about that. My name is Dom, D-O-M, Giordano. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Sitting in on America at Night on Westwood One.
Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration has announced trade frameworks with four Central and South American countries.
The White House says it has come to terms with Argentina, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala. The trade frameworks are aimed at boosting the ability of American companies to sell industrial and agricultural products in those countries. The deals haven't been finalized, but are expected to be signed within about 2 weeks.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The president also announcing the removal of U.S. tariffs on beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and other commodities. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack in Kyiv, killing six and wounding at least 35.
This was the most severe attack on Kyiv for several weeks. Explosions could be seen and heard across the night sky as Russian missiles and drones competed with the capital's air defenses. The emergency services said many people had been wounded and there were reports of several deaths. Pictures posted on social media showed direct hits on several high-rise apartment blocks. There was also damage caused by falling debris, with reports of fires in buildings across much of the city. Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, described it as a massive enemy attack and warned supplies of power and water could be restricted. Public transport was also disrupted.
BBC correspondent James Lansdale. The military says its 20th strike on boats transporting drugs has killed four people in the Caribbean Sea, this latest attack happening the same day. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing two strikes had been carried out the day before. The Trump administration continues to deploy American warships focused on stopping the flow of drugs into the U.S. The FAA announcing rollbacks with some of its restrictions on commercial flights at 40 major U.S. airports that have been in place since November 7th. The agency says that the cutbacks begin later on this morning. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you. And so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Doritos and Cheetos are getting a makeover.
PepsiCo says it's launching toned-down versions of its bright orange snacks that won't have any artificial colors or flavors. Doritos and Cheetos Simply NKD will hit store shelves December 1st. It's part of a much broader shift underway at the company that announced in April it would accelerate a planned transition to using natural colors in its foods and beverages. Jason Walker reporting.
Nearly two dozen babies in 13 states have been sickened in a growing outbreak of infantile botulism linked to recalled ByHeart infant formula. The Food and Drug Administration reporting 23 cases of confirmed or suspected illnesses in babies who consumed ByHeart formula since August. That's an increase of 10 babies treated for the rare and potentially deadly disease. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A fast-moving wildfire has damaged at least 15 structures, as well as forcing evacuations in the picturesque area of Mono County, just east of Yosemite National Park. That's a California county along the Nevada state border. This all happening last night. More from correspondent Karen Chamas.
The Pack Fire forced the closure of part of a highway as firefighters worked to contain it on Thursday. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the fire had grown to about 5.3 square miles by Thursday night. It also said the fire had been whipped up by strong gusts of wind that reached as strong as 50 miles per hour. But by Thursday evening, the department announced that fire activity has decreased due to precipitation in the area. I'm Karen Chamas.
The major north-south highway, U.S. 395, was closed for a time near Mammoth Lakes Resort area. Since, it's been reopened to traffic. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Democrats, they are obsessed with Jeffrey Epstein. If you did a word search on TV networks for Jeffrey Epstein, they are going absolutely bat guano over Jeffrey Epstein because they think they can hang Donald Trump from a tree using a rope made of Jeffrey Epstein stories. They are the lynching party, of course, in the history of the United States of America. They're the party of slavery and the Confederacy and the Klan and Jim Crow. And violence in the streets and political assassinations, they're the Democrat Party. They should probably be disbanded. They should go the way of the Bull Moose Party and the Know-Nothing Party. They should go away forever. They're a horrible, terrible political organization, violent criminal organization. But I've got some updates for you on this stuff because the Democrats and the news media, but I, of course, repeat myself, just go into town like mental cases, which they are, on the Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, and the Democrats released these extraordinarily redacted emails from decades ago that they, Trump's name is in there. So the Democrats in the House of Representatives released selectively, very heavily redacted by them, emails. There are 22,000 or 23,000 emails, and the Democrats released heavily redacted versions of two emails because Trump's name was mentioned in there. And they leave out the part where the lady who was in the middle of it said, oh, Trump came over once, but he didn't do anything. He didn't get a massage. He didn't want anything to do with any of that. And the media, they leave that out because they're filth. They're filth. And cross-dressers. I think most of them are cross-dressers. Got that. But then if you scratch the surface just a little bit, and we did this at the time. Remember when ABC News reporter came out, a reporter lady, and she came out and said, you know, I had this Epstein story in the bag, and I brought it to ABC News, and I had everybody. I had the prince, you know, whichever English prince that is, who was in the middle of all this. I don't really track those British royal people very much, but I had the prince, what's his name, and Bill Clinton. Because Bill Clinton, let's not forget, Bill Clinton was into the Epstein racket up to his eyeballs with the Jeffrey Epstein thing. And I went and scratched the surface today a little bit, unlike the entirety of the American news media, and I was able to remind, and I will share it with you as well, a couple of facts about Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein, who was a Democrat forever and ever. Jeffrey Epstein was a Democrat forever and ever, and all of his pals were Democrats forever and ever. And the only story they have about Donald Trump is that Donald Trump kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago and barred him from ever coming back. But never mind that. Bill Clinton, you may or may not remember, and this ABC News lady. Which ABC News lady was that? Amy Robach. I remember Amy Robach. And she had the story, and ABC refused to put it on the air. But never mind that. Here's a story. I went and grabbed a story from years ago. The truth about Bill Clinton's cozy friendship with Jeffrey Epstein and his, quote, lovely girls, end quote, as House subpoenas testimony. This is, what, 2016. This is 9 years ago. And the news media just let it drop. They just let it go. Isn't that amazing? So we got that. And then the New York Post updated it earlier this year in August of 2025. And it turns out, you'll be surprised to learn, maybe not, that 17 times Jeffrey Epstein with Ghislaine Maxwell visited Bill Clinton in his White House. In his White House, 17 times. Here's Jeffrey Epstein at the White House, and it was a non-news story. But wait, there's more, because, you know, there's Lolita One, the sleazy boys airplane that you don't want to run a black light over. Flight logs show Bill Clinton flew on sex offender's jet much more than previously known. And it turns out that Bill Clinton rode on the Lolita Express, or Lolita One, as it was called, at least 26 times. 26 times on Lolita One, including a number of occasions where he did not allow the Secret Service to be on the plane with him. Secret Service had to fly separately because Bill Clinton, well, I think we are familiar with his proclivities and his level of integrity. That's why this should be very concerning. Now, this is classic news media stuff. So here's Bill Clinton, the flight logs. And again, we learned this years ago. This is a story from 2016, May of 2016. Flight logs show Bill Clinton flew on sex offenders jet much more than previously known, at least 26 times. That's 9 years ago now, 2016. And the news media didn't care about it. And the Democrats didn't care about it, of course, because they're filthies. And Jeffrey Epstein went to the Bill Clinton White House at least 17 times with Ghislaine Maxwell. Let's inquire about all of that. Isn't this a man? And the Democrats, they're obsessed over Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton. But no, they're not. Oh, sorry, that's I'm wrong about that. It's Donald Trump because of Trump derangement syndrome. And they are the party of bullwhips and lynch mobs. Make no mistake about it. They are the Democrat Party. And now that's not all. That's big stuff in the news, but we've got a lot else going on too. The White House, the Trump administration has designated four left-wing groups in Europe as terrorist organizations and given them the terrorist organization designation. And they have ties to, they're lefties, of course, to Antifa, a terrorist group founded in Germany in the 1930s that the Democrats they've picked up the mantle here in the United States of America. But Trump designates terror designation on four left-wing groups in Europe. That means that can start taking away their money, for one thing, freezing their assets and their funds. And that will lead us back to the Democrat Party in the United States, which is a violent terrorist group. You know, they're the party of the SDS, the Students for a Democratic Society terrorist group, the Weather Underground terrorist group, the Symbionese Liberation Army kidnapping Patty Hearst terrorist group. The Democrats are the party of killing armored car guards and stealing their money to fund the revolution. The Democrat, and then, of course, they get tenure at major American universities to brainwash the next generation. Isn't that amazing? Also, an interesting moment. Again, the New York Post has the story, and the Washington Post doesn't because they're not a newspaper. It looks like a newspaper, but it's not. But here is the story from the New York Post. Lefty Texas Representative Jasmine Crockett, was she getting her feet kissed or anything like that, gets fact-checked by CNN, believe it or not. It wasn't Wolf Blitzer or anything. While failing to smear Trump over Epstein docs, the docs, we got to call them docs now, the Epstein documents and the emails and so on. And Jasmine Crockett was on CNN trashing and smearing and lying like the criminal that she is. And even a CNN fake journalist was sitting there and said, well, wait a minute, that's not exactly the truth, is it? But we've got that coming up for you because the Democrats and their Jeffrey Epstein, it's, again, a sexual issue with the Democrats. Pretty appalling thing. And so we've got that. Wah, wah, wah. And on MSDNC, MS-13, the host there said that President Trump is heading toward a major political reckoning over the Jeffrey Epstein files, which is not true. It's been going on for a decade now. And it's a lot of bourgeois, and the Democrats have had 22 or 23,000 emails for ages now, to the point where they heavily redacted a few sentences. They left a few sentences remaining in two emails and left the other, you know, 22,998 emails alone, even though they know what's in them. Isn't that amazing? Mm-mm-mm. I am telling you. You people. So we've got some of that for you. That's good. Yes, sir. Yeah, and we got the fake journalists like Stephanie Ruhle at MS-13 DNC. Claims she'd love to have more Republicans on her show, but then she explained why she doesn't have more Republicans on her show. Turned on the spigot of the gas chambers, these people. Oh, yeah, and Eric Swalwell with his girlfriend Fang Fang, his Chinese secret agent controller honeypot, you know. Eric, it's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Because when you're Bill Clinton and you fly on Lolita, the Lolita Express, dozens of times, and you have Epstein over to the White House more than a dozen times, and it's no big deal. That's not a story for you. Eric Swalwell, now facing mortgage fraud investigation by the Department of Justice. Of course, this headline says, by the Trump Department of Justice. It's funny, it never said the Obama Department of Justice when they're attacking everybody in President Trump's circles. But and then Eric Swalwell, very angry because now he's being investigated for mortgage fraud, just like the Attorney General in the state of New York, she owns houses in Virginia that she claimed were her primary residence when they were rented out to criminals the whole time. But never mind that. When you're a Democrat, that doesn't matter. Representative Eric Swalwell blasts criminal referral for alleged mortgage fraud. And the news media jumps into Eric Swalwell's defense because he's a Democrat and a Chinese Communist Party operative under the control of Fang Fang. But never mind that. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, and this is another good one, too, because Democrats and crime, you know, they like crime. The governor of California is, of course, everybody knows him. We were talking about him yesterday. We were down, we were talking about him yesterday because he's down in Brazil where he flew on a private jet. Gavin Newsom, of course, flew on a private jet to go talk about the importance of not flying on private jets, you know, and protecting the environment to slow the rise of the oceans. Because Democrats, Newsom insider, busted, colon. Oh, they definitely love their colons. Top Dem consultant nabbed in corruption scandal. And there's the picture of Gavin Newsom. The former chief of staff to California Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, was charged on Wednesday in connection with a complicated scheme to steal funds from a campaign account previously belonging to former Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra. Remember him? He was a member of the House of Representatives, too. He goes by Javier and Xavier. You can choose. The Justice Department unveiled a 23-count indictment against the 53-year-old Democratic consultant Dana Williamson. His name is Dana. Dana. That's, or Dana. When he's dressed like a lady, it's Dana. When he's dressed like a man, it's Dana. I think that's it. Charging her with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and obstruction of justice, subscribing to filed false tax returns, making false statements, and Williamson, who worked for Newsom between 2022 and 2024, if I'm not mistaken, that's just last year, is accused of participating in a scheme to divert $225,000 from Javier Becerra's dormant campaign account. Well, that's why you collect those campaign dollars and put them in your campaign account so that you can tap into them when nobody's looking and steal all the money. And if we had a news media, they'd look into things like this. But we don't. We have a third world gang of Democrats, lefties, who lie about pretty much everything that goes their way. Also, John Fetterman, the Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, rushed to the hospital yesterday, took a fall, landed right on his face planted apparently on a concrete sidewalk. And then he kind of manned up and he told a couple of jokes about it later in the day. We continue to be at 888-630-9625 on this Friday. What say you?
They said you was wrong.
And they was right.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Oh man, Big Wireless is pulling one over on us. It's time to switch to Consumer Cellular. I did, and I'm getting the same fast, reliable, nationwide Big Wireless coverage without the Big Wireless cost. But it's not just about saving money on my bill. It's about not getting used by the big carriers. Do you even know how much data you use every month? Most people that are 50 and over use less than 8 gigs of data a month. But Big Wireless wants to shove you into an unlimited plan because they need you to cover the costs of younger people who use a lot more data than you do. So yeah, if you're not using all that data, you're being used. I had enough of that. I went with Consumer Cellular. Consumer Cellular set me up with a phone and a plan, and it was incredibly easy to switch. You call and speak to an actual person, and it only takes about 20 minutes. Just give them a call and make the switch today. Call 1-800-760-0702. That's 1-800-760-0702.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA helps veterans and service members become homeowners through the VA Home Loan Benefit Program. The program can help you buy, build, repair, or retain a home. Banks and mortgage companies finance the loan, and VA guarantees a part of it. You don't have to pay for private mortgage insurance, saving you money on your monthly mortgage payments. There's no down payment with a VA home loan benefit, and the VA guarantee also means competitively low interest rates and limited closing costs. To get started, ask your lender about obtaining a VA home loan certificate or visit va.gov.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paint, emailing. See site for additional facts.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
All right, crazy Democrats gave us at least 4 hours of content. Right now, let's go to the telephones, talk to the great American people. Let's go to Gene, calling from the great state of Indiana. Gino, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, always an honor. I agree with caller Doug last week when he calls you the very, very, very good one, but that doesn't mean that we're going to kiss your shoes, okay? But if it's any consolation, we do worship the comet's walk-on. But anyway, when I called about it several weeks ago, you were kind of making fun of the wackadoodle way that they are giving us the temperatures, the forecast. You know, they say, well, it's going to be a high of 83 today, but it's going to be 95. So I looked at the forecast this morning, and it says prepare for ice age conditions, but it's going to feel like the earth is on fire.
It's very complicated, isn't it? It's not
yeah,
as easy.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, it's funny when you think, could you imagine Katie Porter sitting down with her daughter and having a serious talk? It's like, now, honey, I have both good and bad news. The good news is you're still going to be angry and we're still all going to die. But the bad news is that the earth is not on fire. We're going to expect another ice age.
Ice age, and that's it. Yesterday, the headline, and I showed this yesterday, climate scientists claim Gulf Stream could be near collapse, predicting a new ice age. Predicting a new ice age. And, you know, Gene, they're the left, so they're entitled to do anything they want. To talk out of both sides of their mouths at the same time, giving you the opposite information. And you mentioned, you know, we love Katie Porter and the Katie Porter soundbite talking to her 9-year-old daughter and telling Greta von Thunberg about it.
I told my 9-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you, and I said, what do you think about climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire, and we're all going to die soon. And I asked her how that made her feel, and she said it made her feel angry.
She's angry, Gene, I got to tell you. And you're right, she's going to have to be angry about the coming ice age, too, isn't she? Because it's still the fault of Republicans. And I read the story yesterday of an elected Democrat saying that climate change, it was still the global warming, that it's all the Republicans' fault. That was Hillary Clinton. And it's all the Republicans' fault that the climate is changing. What do you make of that, Gene?
Well, right now I'm standing in front of my closet wondering whether I should dress like I'm going to climb Mount Everest or if I'm going to be in a tinfoil suit like I'm fighting fires out in the oil field. You know, I'm just all confused.
Honestly, like you're fighting fires in Pacific Palisades where water doesn't come out of the fire hydrants. Gene, it's terrible paying attention, isn't it, knowing what's going on?
The earth is on fire. And we're all going to die soon.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, 2 group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Great affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168. Or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A partisan and derogatory diagnosis. Yet I've seen it in my own psychotherapy practice. Patients across the political spectrum have brought Donald Trump into therapy, not to discuss policy, but to process obsession, rage, and dread. Their distress is symptomatic, not ideological, meaning it's not political, it's an actual medical psychotic pattern of behaviors. Their distress is symptomatic, not ideological. Clinically, the presentation, and isn't this amazing, aligns with anxiety and obsessive compulsive disorders, persistent intrusive thoughts, emotional dysregulation, and impaired functioning. Patients, they're mentally ill. Patients describe sleepless nights, compulsive news checking, and physical agitation. I've seen all of that. I think we've all seen all of that. Many confess that they can't stop thinking about Donald Trump, even when they try. They interpret his every move as a threat to democracy and to their own safety and control. Their own safety and control. This is why the Secret Service is on edge. You talk about sleepless nights. If you're on the presidential security detail in the United States Secret Service, that's sleepless nights time because the Democrat Party is violently, criminally insane. But never mind that. Just amazing. And this is fun by the psychotherapist, fun story. Call it obsessive political preoccupation and obsessive compulsive spectrum presentation, in which a political figure becomes the focal point for intrusive thoughts, heightened arousal, and compulsive monitoring. As I always say, they don't listen to my radio show, but they monitor, you know, it's like that. I initially viewed this as an ideological reaction and understandable response to a polarizing figure. But over time, the symptoms took on a more clinical shape. What once looked like outrage now presents as a fixation that distorts perception and consumes attention. One patient told me she couldn't enjoy a family vacation because, quote, it felt wrong to relax while Trump was still out there, end quote. Now, that woman needs to be investigated by the Secret Service because she's, it is obsessive compulsive and it's a severe mental illness. But what he's describing is definitely a mental illness here. Others report panic attacks or trouble sleeping after seeing him in the news. Their anxiety has outgrown politics and become a way of being. A way of being. At the group level, and we've seen that in the riots and the looting and the firebombing and the attacking the police and everything else and cross-dressing and dressing like they're Hamas terrorists and all that good stuff. At a group level, the pattern functions like a culture-bound syndrome, a condition shaped by shared social triggers within a specific context. From a diagnostic standard, it overlaps with obsessive compulsive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and trauma-related syndromes. I got PTSD because Donald Trump was elected president. While not a formal diagnosis in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, it reflects the same symptom patterns and behavioral mechanisms used to define emerging conditions. By that measure, this presentation merits serious consideration. Now, this is a pretty wild story, and I love the fact that a psychotherapist has seen so much of it at this point that he couldn't contain himself anymore, and he had to write up something on it to get his profession talking about it, presumably. Pretty amazing stuff. The clinical importance of distinguishing this pattern lies in treatment. They need treatment. You need help. See, when you say you need help, you need treatment. It's all true. When it is coded simply as generalized anxiety or OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, patients also often receive reassurance or validation that briefly soothes them, but ultimately reinforces the fixation. That is to say, people tell them, it's okay that you're this obsessed with Donald Trump. It's okay that you're so brimming with hatred and rage and anger, because we all are. And that's what every Democrat says, and then they sometimes self-immolate outside the Israeli embassy because they're completely crazy. This is the Democrat Party. This is, you know, is Trump derangement syndrome a mental illness? Is the Democrat Party membership in the Democrat Party a mental illness? In this presentation, anxiety has fused with identity. It's important for them to be suffering from anxiety, otherwise they're doing something wrong. The therapeutic work is to help patients regain psychological distance so they can separate internal fears from the political figure onto whom they have projected them. That requires limiting compulsive information. Isn't that amazing? How do you limit compulsive information? Put your phone down. Never pick it up again. Seeking and disrupting the social feedback loops as that sustain the preoccupation. Rather than merely reducing anxiety, we make a similar distinction in conditions like body dysmorphic disorder, you know, like they want to be women and they're men, and hoarding disorder. The meaning of the preoccupation determines how we treat it. The same principle applies here. What makes obsessive political preoccupation distinct in its collective reinforcement, you see, because the collective reinforcement is always there. If you watch MSDNC, then your obsessive compulsive behavior is reinforced on a daily basis by every lunatic, by Al Charlatan. And see, this is where your IQ comes in. And if you're a very, very low IQ person, then you can watch MS-13 DNC and think, see, it's being reported here on TV. That means I'm right. And then you self-immolate again. So isn't that amazing? What makes obsessive political preoccupation distinct is its collective reinforcement. Social media, partisan news outlets, and aspects of modern therapy have turned emotional validation into moral virtue. That's right, you're self-righteous because you're so brimming with hatred and rage and lunacy. And your mental illness is shared by millions of others. We call them Democrats. Each act of outrage delivers a short-lived relief that reinforces the cycle, maintaining the compulsion rather than resolving it. At its core, it isn't much different than other OCD, obsessive compulsive disorders, like the presentations I see in my practice, he says. The term Trump derangement syndrome emerged as a tongue-in-cheek partisan label. The joke obscured the psychological reality in which a political figure becomes a symbolic stand-in for the threat and loss of control. Oh, no, I've lost control. There's a threat. I'm going to lose control of everything. Mr. Trump himself isn't the pathology. He's the trigger. So, right, it's really not him. It's just that the Democrats have created this. I mean, and I, if it were me writing this article, I'd say that the Democrat Party, by way of their rhetoric and their violence and their groupthink and their mobs, what do we have, the No Kings thing and all of that, they love assassination and political violence. And the Democrat Party created this disorder. There's no doubt about it. But Mr. Trump himself isn't the pathology. He's the trigger. For many, he functions as a psychological screen onto which unresolved fears and insecurities are projected. So they take all of their mental illnesses and then they've had all their lives or for years and years. And now everything makes sense because they can blame Trump for everything, as they do. And they really do blame Trump for everything. Therapy, once a space for cognitive restructuring, has in some quarters become an echo chamber for emotion at Democrats again. Rather than challenging distorted thoughts, of course not, why would they do that? Many therapists affirm them, mistaking empathy for effectiveness. The language of trauma and safety has migrated into everyday discourse, pathologizing discomfort and politicizing distress. Well, that's right. I've talked about this forever, how they politicize absolutely everything. Look, they politicized the weather. They politicized education. They politicized gender. They politicized sex. That's for sure. And they fly on Jeffrey Epstein's plane at least 26 times and have Jeffrey Epstein over to the Clinton White House at least 17 times. And then they don't think that's a problem. That's not a thing at all. Isn't that amazing? The pathologically, he writes, the treatment is differentiation. Patients must learn to separate internal anxiety from external reality. And they must see that Mr. Trump is not as an emotional projection, but as an external figure whose significance can be managed rather than magnified. This really is, I mean, he's talking about a mental illness here. That's pretty amazing. Psychotherapists practicing in New York and Washington, where all the sick people are. Just amazing. Now, he wrote it for the Wall Street Journal, so he might not be a complete lefty, but obviously he's treating lefties because they're the mentally ill ones. For therapists, he says, the task is to resist moral contagion, restore perspective, and help patients regain cognitive distance. The goal isn't to feel safe from Mr. Trump, but to feel stable despite him. This is the training. So you got to talk to your family members and your neighbors. Listen, your mental illness is manageable, but you're going to need psychotherapy. Pretty amazing stuff. We can't have a healthy democracy if half of the country experiences the other half as a trauma trigger, which they do. The challenge, clinical and cultural, is to rebuild psychological distance to see the difference between what we feel and what truly is. That's we always say that conservatives think, you know, you ask a conservative, what do you think? And Democrats always ask, what do you feel? Right? Because they're not thinking, they're just emoting, usually in an unstable way. Isn't that amazing? Rebuild psychological distance to see the difference between what we feel and what truly is. Only then can people engage politically without losing their mental balance. And that's a pretty amazing story by Albert, a psychotherapist practicing in New York and Washington, D.C., and his book coming out, Therapy Nation. It's actually not out yet, but that's his piece in the Wall Street Journal today. Pretty remarkable stuff. And now I think it's fair to say that it is a psychological illness. All right, let's go to mental illness, and that the Democrat Party is mentally ill almost universally. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Matt, calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Matt.
Happy Friday in Epsteintopia.
I love Epstein. Hey, don't you? Everybody loves Epsteintopia.
We do. Hey, two things about him. First, you know, we were very disappointed and disbelieving when Kash Patel and Dan Bongino said he actually did kill himself. Maybe like Clinton, their answer was legally accurate but did not volunteer information. And maybe technically he did kill himself, but with a giant asterisk. And that is, I think it might have been under duress, he got a Frankie Five Angels deal. They said, you have too much stuff on too many people. You're going to die either way. So either we can do it, or, and then Jelaine is on her own, you know, and all bets are off for her. Or we will make the arrangement so you can kill yourself.
Right.
And then Jelaine will be taken care of. So I think he may have gotten that deal, so he actually killed himself, but under duress and with help to make him able to do it.
I love the Godfather construct that you brought to the discussion, and Frankie Pentangeli, of course, who wanted his own family, but Frankie Five Angels, Pentangeli, and he was in the Army lockup on an Army base, and he was going to testify against the Godfather, against Vito Corleone, And then the family lawyer, right, Tom Hagen, went and visited him and said, you know, the Roman Legion, the Roman days, when somebody betrayed the Caesar. He was given a chance to kill himself, and then his family was treated with respect and got to keep some money and stuff. Frankie Five Angels. And then Frankie opened his veins in the bathtub there in the prison where he's being held on an army base. Did I get all that right?
Yeah, that's exactly kind of the same deal I think Epstein was given. And then the other thing, when Biden got in office with his dementia, he didn't realize that his allies had already arranged for Epstein to be killed. So Biden wrote him a pardon, and he got the auto pen out and signed it. But then when they went back and looked at it, it had actually been signed by Epstein's mother. So there was something funny going
bada
on.
Bada-boom, bada-boom. Epstein signed Epstein's mother. See, the Welcome Back, Cotter. Now, that's a Welcome Back, Cotter reference there. Those are good references, Matt. Those are fun. I'll take Frankie Five Angels, Frankie Pentangeli anytime. And Godfather, one of the great storylines in The Godfather. Wonderful stuff. And then you throw in an Epstein's mother from Welcome Back, Cotter. That's pretty good stuff. Matt in St. Louis, Missouri. Thanks, buddy. More crazy Democrats coming up.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Cooking at Thanksgiving is high stakes. It feels like one dried-out turkey can ruin it all. That's why I love my Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer takes the guesswork out of holiday cooking. The USDA says turkeys got to hit 165 degrees Fahrenheit to be safe. Your eyes can deceive, but Chef IQ ensures that you hit that perfect temperature every time. It couldn't be easier. Just insert the sensor, tell the app what you're cooking, then sit back and relax. Chef IQ Sense tells you when to flip, take it off the heat, even how long to let it rest. No more oven peeking, no more dried out turkey, just perfectly cooked meals every time. And it works for steaks, chicken, fish, whatever you're cooking. You'll wonder how you ever cooked without it. Plus, it's the ultimate gift, perfect for seasoned cooks, kitchen rookies, and everyone in between. Now get 30% off site-wide with the code PLANT at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. The promo code is PLANT.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Furnished by Donors Choose.
It's RSV season. Is your baby protected? RSV is the number one cause of hospitalization in all infants. Protect your baby from severe RSV with an immunization.
I think he's having trouble breathing.
A vaccine during pregnancy or preventive antibody is now available. Help prevent RSV before it happens. Learn more by visiting lung.org/RSV.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
And Bill Clinton was on Epstein's airplane, Jeffrey Epstein's airplane, so many times. And many times, I think, according to this report, at least five times, he ordered that there be no Secret Service on the airplane. Gee, I wonder why. But when he was on it, it was known as Lolita One, which is, of course, the old story about creepy Humbert, child molester. Because, you know, Bill Clinton. All right, I don't have a ton of time, but let's go to the telephones, and I'll just apologize. Bill, let's go to Bill calling from Savannah, Georgia. And Billy, I'm afraid I don't have a ton of time for you, but fire away.
All right, Chris, pleasure to be on with you.
Welcome.
I thought you might be interested in the sort of a parallel between the riots that the Turning Point folks did at Cal Berkeley.
Yeah.
It started back in the 60s. Did you know that the media darling at that time was Bettina back in the 60s? She's the one that taught the kids to go limp when they tried to arrest you. And she was Bettina Apatheger.
Uh-huh.
Whose father just happened to be Chris Apatheger, Herbert Apatheger, the president of the Communist Party USA.
Oh, wonderful. That is wonderful. No, I didn't know that. That's great. I'm going to go find that, though.
And...
Well, now I'm afraid I've left you with so few seconds, I'm just going to have to...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.